you got to put it in perspective.
Happiness. Many will advise you how to obtain it, but maybe you're not trying to be happy. Your actions aim for the opposite. You want to be the saddest saddo sailing on the sea of sadness. So let's begin.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Come on, don't nobody say hootie-hoo no more. Don't nobody say that shit, man. Come on, come correct with the real shit. We on that poo-poo, or we on that SJ?
Is it Heimer?
Now remember, every time I give you a checkup, I check under your panties, the parts we call your private parts. You remember you always keep covered up? Keep your private parts clean and covered, and no one should check under there except mommy or daddy or the doctor, okay? If anybody wants to touch you under your panties or check under your panties, you say no and tell mommy, okay?
And now,
great looking wiener.
Our feature presentation.
Wow. Quite a way to start.
Hey, it's good advice for the kids, you guys.
Right, that's why you played it.
I don't think anyone disputes what was being said there, right?
I mean, I don't want to go on record saying I'm disputing it, but...
Didn't feel right.
Didn't feel perfect.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 10th of September.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to double check after yesterday. Allie, how you holding up?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Talking about Muppets?
No.
Oh.
I heard from a very sad Allie McKay last night who... I don't even know how to say this out loud, but briefly, didn't have internet.
Oh, no, not briefly.
Really?
I still have no Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Well, how are you even here?
Thank you. Because I'm a team player, you guys.
Yeah, the only reason I even knew Allie was okay is she sent a smoke signal to my house.
Yeah.
She was filled, like, tents around her, canteen.
I tried sending a pigeon to Kevin. Mm-hmm. I don't think you got it.
I shot it down with my BB gun.
Oh, shoot.
I'm a pretty good shot with that BB gun.
That explains it.
So no Wi-Fi. Now, you have, can you plug in?
No. I don't have anywhere to plug in.
Oh, you didn't even have a hardwired computer.
But
anywhere,
even if isn't your internet down? It's not
internet's
your
down.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the whole thing. But
I thought it might just be Wi-Fi. Okay.
My favorite part is when you call and you say, "Hey, what's up?" And they're like, "Hey, no appointments for a week." And you're like, "That seems bad." And then they say, "It could be just an outage in your area, but we don't have enough phone calls reporting it to send someone to check on it." And I said, "How many calls do you need?" And they're like, "Oh, well, quite a few. We need it from all different neighbors if their Wi-Fi is down." I'm like, so there's no way to just kind of check to see if it's down?
They should be able to know whether it's down or not.
You call and be like, "It's me, Steve."
I seriously was like, if I do my cell phone, I do have a landline. Okay, that's two people. Mm-hmm. I can go to a payphone. Are there payphones?
No.
Yeah, it's been rough. That's why I didn't know really sad Muppet news. Until Jensen texted me to tell me really sad Muppet news, and quite frankly, I'm happy I heard it from him.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know the Muppet news.
Well, nor do I.
I'll tell you later.
Is that coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
You all right?
No.
Okay. So what did you? So no Wi-Fi? Does that also mean no Netflix?
Oh, I mean, couldn't.
What is?
Yes.
Bean,
how is
what
this
is the internet
you?
To you? He goes, "What? You couldn't have plugged in? What? No Netflix?"
I mean, because there are people like me, for instance, who do have a hardwire to my television.
But
you know what
I
mean?
But you still can't get Netflix if your internet is down.
Again, I was just confused whether it was just Wi-Fi that was down or the entire internet was down. So you're saying no internet?
But asked and answered.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
So.
All right. So you had Netflix.
Did you have Hulu?
I didn't have Hulu, nor did I have Amazon Prime.
Oh, and you didn't have Amazon Prime?
What?
I know.
How does this work?
I know.
But you had Gmail to send an email.
No, see, I didn't have any internet.
But you plugged it in.
No, I don't. I don't plug in.
So, Allie, what did you do besides figuring out ways to call the internet company last night?
I took a long nap. I literally was those kids that was like, "Wait, I can't do anything. I better just go to bed." Like, what a dork.
Life was barely worth living without
the
internet.
It was a bummer, and I don't think I'm going to have it when I go home today.
All right. Gosh.
Yeah.
At least everything's working here. So we got that going for us.
Yeah. But you bought stuff on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and buy new stuff.
See, Jensen, I can't even log on.
Plug it in.
Did you watch TV then? Because you had TV, right?
I did have TV. Bean got that one right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is rough.
I did. Yeah. I watched The Righteous Gemstones from Sunday night.
Okay.
That was a delight.
All right, there's a bright spot.
Yeah.
You may have to move, Allie, if they don't get this.
I know.
Seriously, I know you've been living there for years, but no internet, no peace, right?
I agree, Bean. Thank you, though. Thank you for caring.
Okay. Hey, real quick before we get on to today's excellent Kevin and Bean show, and I cannot stress enough how much you do not want to miss 9 a.m. I don't. Even if you're a person who usually goes to work or school before then and you stop listening to the show, find a way to stream us at 9 a.m. I'm telling you. Can't say. I can say no more.
Can you give us a hint?
Allie, can you stream from home?
I can't, Kevin. Okay. Yeah.
God, here's the story, though, that I think y'all will enjoy. Jensen, you and your wife are under 40.
Yes, I have a couple more months left.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are under 40, and you are raising one child.
Yeah.
And I suspect that it is 90% of your waking hours trying to keep this kid going, right?
Alive at this point, yeah.
Yes. It's a very, and anyone who's ever been through it knows that it is a full-time job plus, even for the youngest and the healthiest of us.
Yes.
A 73-year-old woman in India has given birth to twin girls.
Unbelievable. First of all, that's a miracle if she actually did that at 73.
Yes.
She did it out of her vagina?
Yes, she
did.
Great
question.
And she has internet, it says here, too, by the way.
Oh, look out.
She must have plugged in.
All the fun stuff.
Well, somebody plugged in. I think her 80-year-old husband plugged in is what I think.
No. No.
Here's the story. Aramati Mangayama, a farmer from the southern state of Andhra Pradesh, is believed to be the oldest person ever to give birth. She did become pregnant, Kevin, to answer your question, through IVF, and doctors delivered the baby via cesarean section. So I was wrong. Not from her vagina.
Still
Jensen?
A miracle.
Right. This was still a miracle. This was a choice for a 73-year-old woman to get
pregnant.
It
was. The surgery went well. The mother and babies are all healthy with no complications. Mangayama and her husband, 80-year-old Raha Rao, have been married since 1962, but have never been able to conceive. They approached a fertility clinic, the Ahila IVF, in 2018, and after preliminary tests were promising, the doctor agreed to give them one round of IVF treatment. She's going to remain in the hospital under observation for 21 days.
For the rest of her life.
We are probably until she
20 minutes.
Right. We are not allowing the mother to breastfeed, and the babies will be fed through the milk bank.
I mean, you keep saying babies, plural. Mm-hmm. How many?
I said twins.
You said twins. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Said twins,
oh,
yeah.
God. Okay, sorry. I blacked out. My internet went out.
Right. Rao, by the way, why is that? Is it because she cannot produce breast milk? Can you not produce breast milk like after menopause or something? Is that a thing?
I would think after menopause,
it just becomes dust out of your boob.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know how female bodies work, but I wouldn't think you'd be able to have
Child, yeah.
Yeah.
Rao, 80, the husband, has already begun making plans for his daughter, and his wife says she has a new lease on life at age 73. She is very confident now, more confident than ever in her life. She's looking forward to the next chapter of her life with the kids.
Oh, dear.
That's sweet.
That's a super short chapter. Just a couple pages.
Imagine if they make it until the girls are teenagers.
Yes.
Imagine that. And now they're 100 and whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That would be... I do that story just for you, Jensen, to imagine they are 73 and 80 and they have two newborns.
Changing the diapers, I do it from the sofa of our house, obviously, and the sofa comes up to like my, I don't know, probably my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day I realized I have terrible back pain from changing the diapers, and I'm almost 40 in November.
Have you ever heard of a changing table?
I mean, I have that, but we got to work quick when he's crying and like there's
poo
all over.
73, he's 80.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm imagining what that back pain is like, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they do continue to update us on the progress of the happy couple and their twins.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. I don't like it. Stop making my sons horny. That too.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Let me ask you something. Shoot. Did I do anything at all, to suggest I was curious about the sound of your voice? No, right? So shut the f*** up.
Our old friend Gustavo Arellano back on the program.
Ask a Mexican.
Love him.
Love him, too.
That's a feature that we used to do with him, for those of you that don't know.
Not just something that being shouted out.
People are dumb on the show today. Maybe one of the best comedians working today, Bill Burr, is going to join us in studio.
Good news.
And Bean just insinuated that you need to be here at 9 o'clock because we have a secret guest, and we think you will not be disappointed by that.
I would like to see it.
Yes. Listen to it, at the very least. That's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, and it is 5:52.
For many years now, I am happy to say we have done an annual blood drive, which, as you guys know, is a cause that I believe very much in. Giving blood literally saves lives, and it takes almost no time at all. And this year, it's the K-Rock's Rambo Give Blood Drive. Thanks to our friends at Rambo Last Blood, which is in theaters on September 20th. Kevin, you're already in line for that.
Yep.
Beer Mug, you're going to be hosting this year.
That's right, blood.
Whoa.
Can you
it's
what?
It's not about gang stuff. It's a drive for help.
Sorry.
It's going to be at the Hollywood Park Casino. Beer Mug is going to be there with tons of prizes just for coming down, including Knott's Berry Farm tickets and LA Comic-Con tickets and all sorts of sound space and K-Rock upcoming concert tickets and whatnot. But the important thing is you go and you do the right thing. You give some blood. So it's a week from tomorrow. It's K-Rock's Rambo Give Blood Drive. You can get all the details and plan to join Beer Mug out there from 5:30 all the way up until 3 p.m. the blood drive goes. Get your details at krock.com.
Cocaine.
I would say no if you're going to give blood. Mugs, you don't want to have a lot of drugs in your system.
Sorry.
Nope, again, it's not a vampire situation. It's just giving blood so people can live. All right, Allie, you're up with what's happening on this Tuesday.
Well, you guys know my feelings about Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
Not the biggest
fan.
Not
big fan.
But we also know that he is being roasted, Comedy Central roast that will air on September 15th. And it went down this weekend, and some of the jokes are leaking out. And I got to say, they're getting them. That's all I'm saying. If you want to see some of the most biting jokes, I'm going to have you just Google those. I can't say them here, but they were delivered by Blake Griffin.
Oh.
And they were centered around Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh.
Who was there.
Now, help me out here. Was there some reason that Caitlyn Jenner was there for this? Did she have some sort of interaction with Alec Baldwin in the past I'm not thinking of?
Probably money was the reason.
Mm-hmm. She got paid to be there?
Paid? Yeah, but there's no direct connection.
There's no connection. Okay, gotcha. Because oftentimes it will be somebody who was in a movie. Gotcha.
That's been less lately, though.
Yeah,
like the Roast Roasters. Master. Yeah, the Roast Master's always somehow connected, and then everyone else is a little bit, you know, kind of just cool.
Yeah.
But Robert De Niro does have connections. There's some people here, but mostly, like, he doesn't have any connection to, like, Caroline Ray.
So what did Blake bring?
Oof. a couple different ones that are really, really good.
I think the best one is going to be difficult to even dance around.
No, I can't do it. So you need to Google those. I will say, he did say this. He was dating one of the Kardashian-Jenner kids. I don't remember which one it was. Kids, women.
Kendall.
He said, on behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I just want to thank you for giving your daughters daddy issues. That's a 2 compared to the 10 that he delivered to Caitlyn Jenner as well. Also, someone very close to Alec Baldwin showed up. His daughter, Ireland Baldwin. You might remember her from the voicemail that
she's the fat little pig.
She's the rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah.
Indeed. And she brought that up, and she said that her dad wasn't the kind of dad who would play catch, but he would throw things at her. She started by saying, it's not easy to be the daughter of an iconic movie star, but I'm not here to talk about my mom and her Oscar.
I love it.
They're ruining him, and I can't wait to hear all the clips. Good stuff, you guys. Hey, sad news if you were planning to see Chance the Rapper in the next couple months, because he is postponing his upcoming tour to spend more time with his family following the birth of his second daughter. What a loser, right?
Boo.
Where are his priorities,
he
right?
He said, I thought it over the past week, and I've decided to push back my tour. I need to be as helpful and available as possible to my wife in these early months of raising Kensley and Marley.
I think he's a pussy.
So he has a 4-year-old and a newborn. And I think that's kind of nice to want to be around the house for the first few months of her life.
Isn't that the worst few months of her life, though? I mean, couldn't you just skip that and get back when it's fun?
Bean hates kids, by the way.
Like it's
I don't hate kids.
Busiest and hardest part,
yeah,
for
that's what
sure.
I'm
where she needs help.
Yeah, she needs the most help.
But this
in that.
Is when he needs to be on the road living the life.
Well, he went on to apologize to his fans and announced that he would kick off his tour on January 15th, 2020. He said, "I hope you understand and forgive me in time. I love you guys and literally cannot wait for you to witness this show." And I say, do you, Chance the Rapper? Everything's going to be fine. What do you think about that? I'm just giving him permission to be a dad. It's good.
He's been waiting.
Bean's not a fan of
waiting. Yeah, Bean's like, get on the road, dude.
I leave the house. What's wrong with you?
I agree with Mr. Likas. He's a pussy.
If there's any way to leave the house from maybe 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., I support that.
That's a good choice.
Okay. Okay.
Get a little break.
So maybe head to the studio during that time.
Then go home quickly.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. See what Jensen did there.
That I have to applaud.
Okay.
If he was to do that, I mean, like, clearly there's no problem with that.
Okay.
And
got
if
it.
Anyone's listening, like, God, it's really no problem for sure. And that you shouldn't question it or anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Did you guys hear about this little boy in South Carolina named Jermaine Bell? He had saved up all of his money to go to Disney World.
Well, he brought shame to us and continues to bring shame to us.
No, he didn't, Mr. Gemstone. Here's
She's
what
a
he did.
Bad man.
He was staying with his grandma in Allendale, South Carolina, when Dorian was striking the Carolinas last week. And he spent all the money that he'd been saving for his trip for hundreds of hot dogs, chips, and water to feed the evacuees for free.
Wow.
Adorable little boy. He's just like, listen, these people need me. I'm
well,
seven.
Well, they say that he's from Taiwan or something.
No, he is not.
He's such a douche.
He's an amazing little boy.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
He didn't. He's a child. Okay. He doesn't even know what Booyah is.
He's a solid, solid person.
Agreed.
He don't give an F about nothing.
Except for humanity. So here's what he did.
I don't even think he's a doctor.
He is not. He gave all that money, all that food, everything for free, but less than a week after closing up his little hurricane hot dog stand, Disney employees showed up outside of an interview with Good Morning America to deliver his gift in person. He is going to Disney World for free on the mouse. And Mickey hugged him.
It's funny because he is fat.
He's a child.
I don't even know what size he is.
He's a fat ass.
He's a little
That wasn't even a drop.
Some birthdays for you.
He's 73 with nothing but prison time on his resume.
He is 7 years old, giving back to the community, and he's being rewarded.
He amputated his own leg.
He probably would.
He has a cartel in the Russian mafia.
I mean, that might be true.
I'd like to suggest that that's great parenting as well.
Absolutely.
And his face looks like it's been kicked in by a biker gang.
I mean, again, he is a seven-year-old child that did something wonderful.
He choked on his own vomit.
No! God damn it. Some birthdays for you.
He once gave mouth-to-mouth to a baby chick.
Probably would. He's a giving little kid. Ryan Phillippe.
Like, he wouldn't walk around with his penis up.
Again, not a drop. Colin Firth and Mikey Way, happy birthday.
Bill Burr, our favorite comedian, is here. Yeah! He's going to come in about a half hour on World Famous K-Rock.
Our favorite comedian, who's not Armenian, by the way.
Correct, yes, sorry.
Do guests normally come 30 minutes early?
No.
No. Well, I think you know you're taking a risk when you leave in rush hour traffic, and you just leave. You'd rather be early than late.
You either get there 30 minutes early or an hour and a half late. Those are your two options.
I appreciate the work ethic, so.
Yes, Bill is he's a professional man. So we got him at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about the LeBron James Taco Tuesday controversy with our friend Gustavo Arellano at 8. And then I cannot stress enough, 9 a.m., something special happening here on Carrot.
Could I just say 8:59 a.m.?
Well, 9,
like yeah, but really, I'm saying
really,
2,
here,
don't
maybe,
miss.
Or get here 30 minutes early like Bill Burr.
Perfect.
That's a great idea.
Are we allowed to even say what what kind of guest it is?
Nope. Special guest.
Special guest, 9 o'clock this morning. Don't miss it. Allie, are we outraged?
This is
a great question. Mm-hmm.
This is just silly to me.
Okay.
But we'll see what you guys think. Have you guys heard about that Doors Off helicopter tour company?
Not only have I heard about it, I have a friend who went on a Doors Off helicopter tour of the city of New Orleans about 2 weeks ago.
What?
And apparently it was exhilarating and thrilling.
Well, the whole thing.
I'm troubled by the words Doors Off.
Here's the reason.
I've never entered a helicopter and went, wish the doors were off.
Right? The doors are off, so you could take pictures of your feet hanging out of the helicopter above the skyline of New York, New Orleans, Vegas. I think they even do it here in L.A. It's big on social media where you're like, ooh, look at these Jordans above the Empire State Building. It's so douchey.
Wow.
But without my following.
But can I also suggest mm-hmm. that it also is better than taking a photograph out of a window?
Sure.
I think neither are needed.
You wouldn't get in a helicopter to a
helicopter,
city?
Helicopter, I don't even get in a building. What is okay. he talking about? Okay. He said, like, it's okay. It's like putting your feet out a window. Like he's Michael Jackson holding blanket over a balcony. This isn't happening.
Funny you should mention that. Because this helicopter tour company, known as Fly Nyon, coming under fire recently. Well, not just recently. They crashed into the East River last year, killing five. Oh. That's a whole other situation.
And that's the one that wants to take me without doors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But lately, they've been letting your dogs up. In the helicopter.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
so,
what?
Your dogs. So you could take pictures with your dog hanging out the door.
What could go wrong
all around.
Is the dog strapped in or you just hold him by the tail?
No real
explanation.
Have we seen a picture of a dog?
There are pictures. None of the dogs seem strapped in. When you do actually go on to their website to do it, you don't have to say what breed's dog is. It could be a Great Dane.
What?
It could be a Maltipoo. So there's no real telling what is going on here. But here's my thing. Obviously, you don't want a dog dangling out of a helicopter for many reasons. One, not safe for anyone on the helicopter. Two, not safe for anyone below. Should you, by any chance...
Drop a dog?
Drop your dog.
Right.
Let go of his tail.
And nobody wants that.
Terrifying for the dog.
Terrifying for the dog.
Terrifying for the person.
Let's be honest here, dog people. I've had dogs my whole life. I love dogs. Never in my life have I thought, you know where my dog wants to go? He wants to go to the Grove with me today. Or you know where my dog wants to go? He wants to go to a restaurant with me
These
today.
These are emotional
Just
support pets, Allie.
F them. Just be surrounded by dogs at a restaurant that only want to eat your food because they're a dog. That's what they do. I got news for you dog people that bring your dog everywhere. Your dog needs an effing break from you. Your dog needs a break. Break. So the fact that now you're bringing your dogs on helicopters so you can post it on Instagram and be like, rough day in air.
Oh, my God.
I want these people dead is what I'm saying. So does New York Senator Chuck Schumer, who accused Fly Nyon of engaging in the greatest act of corporate irresponsibility, which I think, Chuck, I think there's... There's greater.
Yeah, I mean, has he heard of Enron?
Yeah, I think maybe that was a misspeak. But as of yesterday, when the New York Post ran a front page article on how this is not a good idea, guys, maybe stop with the dogs dangling mm-hmm. out of helicopters.
By the way, I'd like to stop with the feet hanging out of the helicopters.
That's I'd like to stop with feet hanging out with a window, like Bean, Mr. Evil Knievel over there.
I want to hear the rest of your sentence here, Ellie, but I just want to throw in, isn't the only reason that they ever had helicopters with doors off was in war, so that you could parachute out?
Yeah, that's how they smell napalm in the morning.
Which is very similar to people, you know, hopping on one to showcase their new Jordans. You're just like the military.
Sure. All right. So Senator Schumer says what now?
He doesn't want it to happen anymore. He wants to outlaw this. He showed how easy it was just to log in and get this deal. And just all he had to say was the name. He said his name was Michelle, which whatever is happening. I'm not judging what's going on. And then said how easy it was done. You just get the discount. They never ask what kind of dog, anything. So then you just show up with your dog. No big whoop. Hmm. So New York Post does a cover story yesterday, and outrage ensued.
Okay.
People were like, no, we shouldn't be bringing our dogs up there hanging out the window. That's absurd. So within hours of the front page Post report, they have suspended and canceled All flights with dogs
canceled.
Immediately. What if I lick my dog's butt? No,
sir, that's a weird question. But
on photo, it does seem like the dogs are strapped in. Looking at photos, but yeah. I don't know how they get.
Oh,
the
so
photo.
They love it.
Yeah,
yeah, they're super into it.
Now they're into it.
Yeah. It also looks like they're wearing parachutes. Maybe a lot of them are skydiving.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Now, how long do you think if this were allowed to continue until some dumbass trying to get the perfect selfie with the Empire State Building behind him falls out of the plane or the helicopter?
Thin the herd, man.
I mean, Darwinism right there.
Let him go. Your mouth to God's ears.
Let him go.
I don't know. I think the takeaway here, if anything, dogs don't need to be up in the air in a helicopter or at the Grove or at restaurants. Leave your dog at home. Your dog needs an effing break from you. You're not that special.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
We're going to get right to our friend comedian Bill Burr at the top of the hour. First, though, Allie, take us there with what's happening on a Tuesday.
Guys, just some personal stuff in the room.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, we're on the radio.
It's kind of common courtesy at work that you don't heat up fish in the microwave, right?
Sure.
What's your ruling on bringing hard-boiled eggs into
a small space?
A small space.
I say no.
I say no.
I put it in with curry on an airplane.
Okay. No?
No.
All right. Beer mug, how are those hard-boiled eggs going over there?
They're great, Allie, and I love you. And you really want to go on this? Because I got some ammo, too.
Food-wise?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did Allie do?
Oh, when you order your McDonald's eggs.
Well, everybody in the room has eggs.
Very different.
So this makes you want eggs, then, when I bring them in?
Well, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between hard-boiled and scrambled, too, in terms of the smell.
Hard-boiled does smell like farts. Scrambled smells almost not at all.
Well, no. It smells like cooked farts, but...
Right. Very defensive. Very
real
defensive.
Mad. Did you see him? He was ready. He's like, I got ammo.
I have something too.
Oh, you mean when the whole room gets McDonald's and we all eat kind of the same thing? All right, Mugs. Enjoy your eggs.
Oh, that's right.
He's so mad.
Enjoy your cooked farts.
Guys, remember when I told you how Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to appear on the premiere episode of NBC's The Kelly Clarkson Show?
Yes.
Wow. He was appearing in Kevin Hart's place because he was unable to make the show due to his horrendous crash over Labor Day weekend. The Rock wound up leaving his honeymoon in Hawaii early to replace him on the premiere. And it premiered yesterday, you guys. And, of course, Kelly Clarkson asked him about Kevin Hart's health. And he said, everything's good. I spoke with Kevin. I actually refer to him as my son. I connected with him today. And you know what? These things happen in life. And thankfully, he was strapped in nicely to his car seat. I mean, jeez.
Wow.
That's just funny. Because he's Whittle.
Oh, I thought he was bringing the eggs closer to you.
Oh, my gosh. He's leaving the room with his eggs.
You don't have to leave the room with the eggs.
No.
No, Mugs.
You guys, it's good.
Mugs,
I'm
you're allowed
a victim.
To eat. I'm going to go sit with my farts.
Everyone's being mean to me.
I'm going to go talk to Ruben because Ruben has no sense of smell anymore because he's old. All right. Meanwhile, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is laughing at some of his haters on social media. And by haters, mostly his former co-star Tyrese, who long questioned his ability to successfully spin off the Fast and Furious franchise in Hobbs and Shaw. He was quite vocal about it, like, no one's going to see you in that. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson posted a screenshot of a Deadline story with the headline, Hobbs and Shaw decks $700 million-plus at global box office. Rocks records for Fast and Furious franchise. He then, just to point out who it was for, captioned the post, Assassins quietly play chess while clowns play checkers. Thank you to audiences worldwide for this incredible support and massive win.
I love it!
So,
can I just say that there is no way you can come at The Rock and win?
No.
There's
doesn't
no
seem like it.
Especially
no,
if you're Tyrese.
That doesn't help. What can you possibly say about The Rock that is negative?
He's too buff?
You have too many muscles, man.
Right? I mean, he's the nicest guy in the world, the biggest box office star in the world. He's a good actor.
But he has to live with that face.
Yeah,
so
right.
You got that.
Maybe if you shared an office space with him, You could be like, I never get to use the bathroom because he's always in there because he drinks 4 gallons of water.
A day. Okay.
So right. That could be it.
He does
could be
pee
like,
a lot.
He
okay.
pees a ton. And
Bean,
I.
What do you and The Rock have in common?
Other than nothing?
Oh no. Something big.
We share Nico Hurtado.
That's right.
Tattoo artist. That's
true.
Yes. Yeah. You share him, do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're both valued clients. If that's what you mean.
Celebrity clients.
Yeah.
Good stuff right there. You guys know that I'm a James Bond head,
oh,
right?
Sure. No one loves two of them. Yeah.
I've seen two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the names of them.
You saw Goldfinger?
Goldfinger. That was good. Very good.
And you saw Casino Royale.
Thank you, Bean. Yes. Well, I haven't seen any with Pierce Brosnan, but this story is about him because former James Bond star Pierce Brosnan is rooting for a woman to take over as the super spy. He gushed over the idea. Can we stop saying gush?
Yes, please.
It is not great. He was ecstatic over the idea of a woman replacing Daniel Craig, who's set to star in his final Bond movie, so we think, No Time to Die, which is coming out in 2020. He said, I think we've watched the guys do it for the last 40 years. Get out of the way, guys, and put a woman up there. I think it would be exhilarating. It would be exciting. He then also mentioned that current producer Barbara Broccoli probably won't ever make that.
Barbara Broccoli?
Which is my favorite. Whenever I say her name, I get so happy.
This is a kids' cartoon?
That she will never really make the switch to a female lead, so it's probably never going to happen.
What did Candace Carrot say?
I'm not sure.
The Broccoli family, Jensen, has owned James Bond's movies since the beginning.
Yeah.
I never knew that, Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's the way to get back at everyone who's made fun of you.
Is to own the James Bond.
Yeah.
I am going to say that I don't think it's necessary. I don't think every character has to be played by both men and women. I think it's fine if James Bond, as a character, the way he was created, continues to be a man.
He's an iconic character. Here's an idea. If you want to create an iconic spy, don't make it James Bond. Make it Jenny Hurley.
Jane Bond.
No.
Okay.
Not even in the Bond family.
Okay.
Just create another movie. You've got Killing Eve. She's
fantastic.
An assassin.
Yeah.
She's not nice. She's not someone you root for, although I do. I would love to be murdered by her. I find her amazing. But there are other ways if you want to have a strong female character. You don't have to make her a Bond. Make her, like I said, a Hurley or a Jefferson or a Smith.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own.
It's true. I'll keep that to myself.
Well, I'll wait until I hear from Cicely Celery.
You just going to come up with different vegetables? Is that what we're doing now?
No, it's just, it sounds like a cartoon, like Paw Patrol.
Wow. I mean, the woman.
He's not wrong.
Helms James Bond, and you're making fun of her name.
I get it.
Her name's Barbara Broccoli. It's a great name.
See? You can't even say without
laughing. No, I wish my name was Barbara Broccoli. That rules, right?
My friend, sure. You are just adorable.
Thank you so much. Some birthdays for you. Ryan Phillippe, Colin Firth, and Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance.
A lot of rumors surrounding that.
Yes,
band.
Right?
There are.
New Year's at the Forum is what I heard.
Whoa.
Well, that's what the Jonas Brothers said.
Oh, okay, cool.
They said it, and then they came out, and they're like, that's not happening. What are you even saying?
Right? What are you saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Burr!
You ever want to see a man get emotional? You make him a sandwich that he didn't ask for. I'm telling you, he's going to have to dry the tears with the bread. He's going to be so shocked. Like, you made this for me? And I didn't even ask. I think she still gets the f***. Yeah, you're right to pull back. This is right to get awkward here because you don't know where this could go. This could very easily go in a clannish direction. Okay? I know you're not supposed to make fun of fat people. I understand. All right? I don't know why, though. Why? They're not a race. They're not a religion. It's totally curable. Eat an apple and go for a walk. You know? Why are you yelling at everybody else? You put the cookies in there. I didn't.
Mr. Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Bill is not going to want to hear this, but there are many who consider him the world's greatest comedian alive today. And you can prove it to yourself with this brand new Netflix special available today called Bill Burr Paper Tiger. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey! How are you? Why did you take your heads off, your headphones off when we started that?
Why?
Yeah. Just don't want to hear yourself?
Yeah.
You're funny, Bill. You should check out our show.
Why would I want to do that? That's the worst part of making a special is then you have to go back and watch it and edit it. That's the part I hate the most.
Aren't you proud of it when you're watching it, though?
Yes, this one I am especially proud of it because Mike Binder, the job that he did, even if you don't like my stuff, just press mute and just look at the job that he did. Shooting the thing. I think it looks incredible.
I'd like to suggest that you don't press mute, though, because it's funny.
Yeah.
There's
jokes.
But I'm
just trying to say,
right.
Just so many people, like, the way that they've shot specials, it's just like, okay, this, and then do this, and then beep, bop, bop, and then that's the thing. And, like, there's just no care taken into the way that they shoot it, Especially, like 15 years ago when they used to shoot them, like, the Bourne Identity. Where they would have, like, 40 cameras, and they just, edit. I just think he did such a beautiful job on this thing. So I hope people recognize it.
Was there a reason, Bill, you chose the Royal Albert Hall in London as the venue for the new special?
Yeah, because I did a gig there, like, probably about 9 months before. I did my special, and it was I'm a big music fan. I love Led Zeppelin, and my favorite live performance that they have that they captured was the one at Royal Albert Hall. Oh. And when I went in there, it just gave me the chills. It's like I'm standing where Robert Plant stood. John Bonham's drums were right there. And I just wanted to play there just to play there. And then my agent had come over for, and I was just like, he goes, you should do a special here. I go, you think so? I go, that'd be kind of cool, huh? Just to do something different. It's my sixth one.
Yeah.
I've done, five in America. I've done down south, back east, out west, like just trying to do something different. And so I said, yeah, let's do it. And then like the whole time going up, I was just going like, was this a big mistake? Why the hell would I try to do this over there? And so I kind of had that, and I was like, no, this is a good idea. Like, God, and I screwed this up. So it was kind of a little bit of a torturous place to be in. But they, I think it overall really helped.
It's a big theater, too. It's so funny you should mention Zeppelin. My wife and I were talking about them yesterday, Bill. We were listening to a community radio station, and there was this young...
As all couples do.
Right. There was this kid on the radio, this kid who was playing a Led Zeppelin twofer. And it wasn't even Tuesday, by the way, so I was very offended by that.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to play, make it a two for Tuesday. But I said to Donna, my wife, I said, Led Zeppelin is one of those bands that is never going to go away. Every single generation of teenagers is going to discover Led Zeppelin, I think, time immemorial. Am I wrong?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, and then it leads to all the bands that that they were influenced by and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And but I tried not to be that old guy just ramming my bands down young people's throats. I try to listen to what they're into, just because trying to stay relevant as a comic, on some level you have to know what's going on,
right?
While also finessing not acting like you're a part of it. You know what I mean? Like I just was in Vegas, and just seeing guys my age trying to go see a DJ show. It's just like, what are you doing? All right? This is not your time. This is their city now. You had your time in the 90s. Just look at you with your white whiskers. They're going to think you're a cop. They're all going to have a bad trip now because you're standing there. What's with the guy in the cargo shorts in the corner?
Hey, that's me, man.
He's talking about me specifically.
Tribal
tattoo. Yeah, so...
You guys ever seen Bill play drums?
Yes.
Yes.
He's so good.
You play a lot with one of
I'm good for a comedian. I'm not good for
no,
a real drummer.
No, that's not
good,
true.
Man.
Somebody that we both know, one of my very good friends, speaks highly of your drumming, Mr. Steve Gorman.
Oh, yeah. That's because I pay him off.
No.
You're a good drummer.
No,
you're a pretty good drummer.
Oh, thank you.
And is that something that you like to do, just kind of blow off some steam? You get together
It's a hobby. Oh, it's also, it's a great thing, if I'm going to get into it with my wife. The joke I just say is, hey, I'm going to go out in the garage and see if my drum still works. She knows it. she knows it. Yeah.
Let it go.
Blow off steam.
Yeah.
Do you have a band, Bill?
No, I would never do that to people.
Why not?
I would
if you're never, a good drummer, why not get together with some friends?
Why not?
Yes.
Because of 90,000 examples of actors and people like that who had bands. It just, why do you
for
never
fun.
You never want to see? I'll get together and jam with people privately, but we're just geeking out, like laughing and having a good time. But I would never subject people.
You've done some
to
charity stuff, though.
Key word.
Okay.
Charity.
All right.
Charity is the crowd watching me play one song, but then the rest of it is professional musicians.
I guess I'll never get a party all the time for Bill Burr, huh?
Yeah, no. Well, Eddie's actually a legit musician.
Listen, we speak his name here. We like, what is it, Party in the Butt?
Party
in the Butt was my bar mitzvah theme. That's right. Okay, good.
Eddie's like a legit musician.
Speaking of Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Your thoughts on him returning to comedy?
I don't know that that's true.
Did you see comedians in cars getting coffee with Jimmy
Seinfeld? Yeah, and then that started this big rumor that
it seemed like he genuinely wanted that.
Yeah.
No?
He said this week at the Toronto International Film Festival, you know, he's there getting reviews for his Dolomite movie. He said that he is going to do a stand-up tour in 2020.
He
said
that. Oh, he did.
It's happening, yes.
Okay.
But is it happening? Will he pull the ripcord on that and actually do it, or is it too daunting? Like we were talking the other day with Jeselnik. How does a guy like that even work out material? He can't just show up at a place and work something out on a stage and not have it get out, right?
I'm sure he'll figure it out. I know, it's, you know, we're not asking to clean up the oceans here. I think Eddie... Eddie's like a once-in-a-century talent. I think he can figure out how to come up with an hour's worth of material. They have like those
bags.
That service. Yeah. Everybody puts their
Chappelle
things in their bags or whatever.
Take your phone, yeah.
Yeah. And there'll be some, you know, somebody will try to like sneak one in their sock or something. These people like, yeah, it's funny. Like this is a really funny time as far as just the behavior of a lot of audience members. Mm-hmm. Like just the way they're acting and how just the rudeness and all that type of stuff. It's like what celebrities used to be accused of,
right?
How they're behaving. It's like you guys they all act like they got a TV show too quickly. Remember those people back in the 90s?
Yes.
They're like, wow, what happened to that guy? That guy took the ride, huh? He really thinks this is never going to end.
You had a guy who yelled at you on stage in your special, your new Paper Tiger special.
He screamed out
from the audience.
I know, but I say a lot of dumb things. But that's also one of the great things about comedy. I enjoy a good heckle. I mean, somebody just yelling out for the sake of yelling out. I'm obviously not into that, but you know, I say a lot of dumb things and I deliberately go out there and try to push people's buttons just to,
it works.
Yeah.
And you dealt with that guy. You won that round. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah. Or I would have edited it out. Hey, I can't lose on my own special.
But can you imagine, just going back to Eddie Murphy for one second, imagine not doing stand up for 25 years and then trying to shake that kind of rust off and doing it again. I mean, wouldn't it be very, very difficult to start up again?
For me. Not for him.
Not for him,
okay,
really.
Not for him. That's so interesting.
Dude, the guy can be in a movie and play all the characters.
I think that's true.
Can do what I'm doing. I mean, the fact that guy's never won an Oscar is ridiculous. I'm telling you, that guy is like, I saw him do stand-up on the Raw Tour. That's one of my cool.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Is that
like,
right?
I got him. I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan. I got a couple cool ones that I went to, but I saw in one summer... it was Rodney Dangerfield came through. He was on the Rest His Soul. He was on the Back to School tour.
Oh, please, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I saw him, and then at this place called Great Woods in Mansfield, Massachusetts. And I saw Eddie came out. He had the purple suit. The Weather Girls opened up. They came out singing "It's Raining Men."
No,
yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
Who booked that? I love that person.
This sounds like a fever dream.
Yeah.
No, but he always had. No, he always seemed to have
musician,
like a music.
Right?
Yeah. He had the Busboys before that on the Delirious tour or whatever. So it was like, yeah, and it was.
So you look at him as a different level of comedian than you.
Oh yeah, no, it's not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. Just think of what he was. He was doing. He was 25.
Yeah, he was a child on SNL.
Yeah,
21 when he did like Delirious. Like I was still like had flop sweat at 25 trying to get 8 minutes of material out. So yeah, if he decides to come back, yeah, we're all every comic whatever BS intro you just gave me, I will be knocked back at least, you know, 800 miles the second he steps on a stage. I mean, he literally is like that level.
High praise. Yeah. High praise. All right, Bill Burr is here. We have to take a quick break and come back with more. The special is out now, available on Netflix all around the world. It is called Paper Tiger, and it's terrific, you guys. More with Bill right after this on K-Rock.
It is 18 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Seasons of Bill's F is for Family and all of his previous Netflix comedy specials. I got great news for you. Bill Burr is back with Paper Tiger, available on Netflix everywhere today, and it is very, very funny. Let me tell you something about Bill Burr. He has so much restraint that he can be told that his name is trending in the top 10 on Twitter nationally, and he will not click on it. Could the rest of us do that?
No.
No, because I would have done something real bad for me to be trending.
That's the setup. It's just the setup. The overhand rights are coming.
No.
Anytime you put anything out now, you just stay off social media for 3 days. That's it. I'm going to watch like Turner Classic Movies, TV, and then I'll come back sometime around like Saturday. I'll poke my head back up. All right. On to the new hour.
You think the outrage will peak and then go back down and everyone will forget it by then?
No, it's just the internet is just inherently a mean place and people generally speaking are not happy with their lives, and then you stick your dumb face out there and then they get a chance there's something to take their childhood out on.
Sure.
And it's just like, you know, as much as I try not to be, I have feelings too, and it's just like I don't want to read it. Yeah. I feel great about it. I love it. I understand that most people, you know, a lot of people won't like it, or some people will like it, but I don't need to hear about it.
You don't need to hear either way.
No, I just put it out there. All I need is enough people to show up at whatever dump I'm playing,
right,
so I can continue to not have a real job. That's all I need. I don't need to listen to some guy's feedback that drives a tow truck.
You are going to be very pleased when you catch up. I'm just telling you. Spoiler alert.
I wanted to ask, when you were coming up and like doing, you know, dive bars, and did you ever expect that eventually someone would be like, you've seen him in Star Wars, give it up for Bill Burr? Like, that is a crazy thing to hear.
Yeah, that is nuts. Because I am a sports fan. I'm not really a sci-fi guy. Maybe
sure.
Like,
but you,
if
I mean,
it's
but
like
Star
Blade
Wars,
Runner,
you can't hide from. That is a light. I mean, it's a franchise. It's the pop culture.
It's a part of life. Yeah.
I've hidden from it pretty good, dude. It's a subset of humanity.
Right.
So I don't think like.
Well, you're in it
like,
now.
No, I'm not, though.
You're in the canon.
I know, but I'm not in it.
You're just looking.
Just where I exist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you say, like, hey, man, you're going to run into a sports fan going, dude, what'd I say? I called it.
Sure.
Brady stinks and everything. Yep. I mean, that's the world that I live in.
Hmm.
So.
You don't live in the Mandalorian world.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any friends who dress up like Chewbacca. I just don't.
Well, you're missing out.
I'm not saying. You know, there's anything wrong with it. It's just like, I'm not in that I don't know where those people hang out, but wherever they hang out.
You're not there.
No, I'm not.
Did you tell them this when you, like, when it was.
Yes.
You just go, I don't know anything of what's going on here.
No, but there's a lot of people that are like that on it. It doesn't hurt it. Like, most of the acting work I do, I don't know anything about it. I just played a firefighter. I don't know anything about firefighting. I know you spray the water at the hose. I didn't know counterclockwise or clockwise. One of it draws the fire to you, the other doesn't. I didn't know any of that stuff. So, I mean, that's inherent in any acting gig you got. And out of respect for Star Wars fans, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, man, I was, like, always watching. I wasn't. I was watching NFL films. That is my Chewbacca.
Sure, I get that.
1970s quarterbacks. Like me and this guy, Joe Bartnick, another great comic. Every year we go to the Rose Bowl, and at some point in our drinking, we blow people's minds at the tailgate next to us, and we name every starting quarterback from the 1970s.
Every single one.
Just about.
Wow.
Kansas City's always hard, but we kind of go through the whole league. That's
your Star Wars.
NFL football was my Star Wars.
Was Terry Bradshaw in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, he won 4 titles.
We had him on the show, and
he's a doll, but he talked about 25 minutes about killing.
About killing squirrels
and rats.
Or rats.
It was nothing.
He kept going and going and going. We were like, what's happening right now? It's not even an interview. He's just talking about killing animals.
That sounds great.
It was fantastic. He's
probably sick of talking about football. He's also from Louisiana, isn't he?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes.
It's his country.
Yeah, country guy.
Oh, so
sure.
Fun.
Speaking of football, what do you think? Antonio Brown, Patriot. You stoked?
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, I can't believe the Raiders got rid of him. I just don't
understand.
Did he
sort of make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, not sort
didn't
of.
He,
No, they kind of they got him this big contract, and then they started ticky-tack fining him because they had a loophole, three strikes, you know, with your behavior. Then there's a big amount of money that they didn't have to pay him. And they kind of kicked him out for acting like an old-school Raider.
That's true.
You're going to tell me Lyle Alzado never threatened somebody in the stadium? John Matuszak? Those guys were lunatics. I love the Raiders back then. It's just like, you got a pirate on the side of your helmet. Hey, you know, I feel like your behavior is not making me feel safe. I think they should have just, you know, I don't know. What do I know? But it's just, you know, you got to let somebody... Every once in a while, you're going to have more of a colorful personality, and they got to blow off some steam. I don't know. You know, I love John Gruden, so I'm sure there was a reason for it. But hopefully...
you can't get away with that in New England, right? So he'll be on his best behavior now under Belichick, right?
I have no idea. I have no affiliation with the team, so I don't know how they run it. I'm just a fan of it, so I don't know what behavior you can.
But you
can't
get that
get away
idea
with.
From Belichick, right? I do.
Yeah.
It's just that he's runs a tight ship.
He play around.
Yeah. I would think so. We'll see. I think it'll be. You know, it's early.
Sure.
It's early, so we'll see how that plays out. I hope it works out. But it's cool. We got nothing to lose. It's a 1-year contract. So, you know, if it doesn't work out, he can leave and, you know. But I think it's going to be a good thing.
And a good week one, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
We had a good weekend.
How long can Tom Brady play, Bill, do you think? As a sports fan, how long can he go? What is he, 42 now?
I have no idea. I mean, last time I played football, I was 29, and I couldn't walk for like 3 days. I didn't stretch or anything. We played in Central Park. It was hilarious. It was me and a bunch of other comics, and we were all just laughing. Like I think we still had like adrenaline that night when we were doing shows, and it was still, oh, man, I kind of messed up my arm. And then like I woke up like the next day, and, you know, like my legs felt like they were lead. I don't know how anybody plays tackle football in their 20s.
Yeah. Yes.
Forget about into their
42.
Their 42 years old.
Drew Brees last night, 40. Yeah. He was great last night. Yeah. I mean, playing professional football at 40.
Here's the thing. This is why Drew Brees, no one really talks about his age, is because Tom Brady's still there. It's kind of like Aerosmith. Aerosmith, no one really said that they were old until they were old because the Rolling Stones were still doing it.
That's true.
So that's what it is. So Brady's like the Stones.
When he retires, it'll all be about Drew Brees being old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's a great point. Let me play a clip from the special, by the way. Bill Burr, Paper Tiger, premieres today on Netflix. You do.
Headphones off. He's off. He won't hear you.
As Bill frequently does, he talks about his wife and their relationship. This is a great clip about that.
I have a temper. So that's the thing. That's what kind of ruins things. Everything else I do is fine, but I have a f***ing temper, and it just ruins f***. And then my wife always says the same thing. She's always just like, I just don't understand. Where did that come from? Where is that coming from? It's you just go from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. It's like, first of all, I idle at 75 miles an hour, all right? So don't give me this 0 to 100. I walked into this restaurant 75. I could hear that guy talking too loud on his cell phone from the parking lot.
All right, headphones back
headphones
on, Bill.
Yep, headphones on.
Bill, you sound like a lot of fun to live with. That's my point.
You sound like a dream too, B.
Bill, are
you know what? You sound like a guy that if somebody makes a point, you could be like, you know what? You're right. I see that.
Are you aware that when you went off on Bean?
Oh, please don't bring this up.
It was needed last time you were here.
Oh, so great.
You went off on Bean for giving the backhanded compliments, and it wound up being one of the...
He's just a sad man.
It was amazing.
That's all it is. He is a sad man. Right through it, you know?
He's
like that guy at a party wants to spout off facts that somehow makes him feel good about himself. It's sad. I used to take it personally. Then somewhere in, like, I don't know, the 15th time I came in here, I'm like, this is just a sad man who never got a hug as a child.
We've played it so many times and we love it so much.
All I've done is be on my best behavior.
Anytime
today.
A man's voice goes that
right?
high,
something wrong,
do you
right?
have your hand on your chest? I was just trying to say something. Anytime anyone puts their hand to their chest like that, they're lying.
How did this turn into the thing about me?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, before Bill goes, watch a Paper Tiger on Netflix. We're going to do 60 Seconds With. Allie will fire questions at you, 60 seconds worth. All you have to do is...
60 seconds to the end of your career.
Yes, that is accurate.
That's what 2019 is.
Just first thing that comes into your
Bill,
mind.
Bill, do you support the troops?
Here
what do you think
is.
About safe spaces? Gender-neutral bathrooms?
None of those. 60 Seconds With Bill Burr. Here we go.
All right.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest asshole?
Monkeys.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
A bear.
Yeah. Creepiest thing you could say to a stranger you pass in the street.
I've been watching you.
Twizzlers or Red Vines?
Twizzler, what?
Twizzlers or Red Vines?
I hate licorice.
All right. What truly scares you?
I don't know. Jesus Christ, I don't know. Therapy?
Okay.
That's what this feels like.
Did you have a nickname growing up?
No.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
You can only bring one album to a deserted island. Which one?
One album?
Mm-hmm. One album.
I'd bring the Chipmunks Christmas album.
Oh, my God.
Now you and Bean are close again.
You know why? Because I love music too much to do that to a band, to just take one album and then end up hating that band.
It's a hypothetical.
So I would bring the Chipmunks, and then I would just kill myself, and I wouldn't be on that island anymore. I would be somewhere else.
Bean, tell him what your alarm is every morning.
I wake up to the Chipmunks singing the Christmas song. That's my
alarm
on my phone.
Every day of the year.
The life of a serial killer.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's very, what was that Wall Street guy there?
Oh, American Psycho?
American Psycho. Yeah. What does your victim do? Like, oh, no, he's up.
All right, another great appearance from Bill Burr at the Kevin DeBee.
Did we mention 9 a.m.? Did we say that yet? 9?
No, I don't think you did. Is anything special happening at 9 today?
Yes, and not, you know how we say 9 o'clock and then it happens at like 9:20?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that.
This is straight up.
Right at 9
o'clock.
Straight up.
Set an alarm or something.
Yes. Because it's going to be amazing. We think
talking
we'll
to a listener.
Not be disappointed right now.
Also,
it's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday!
The surprising history of how long Taco Tuesday has been a thing and why it's ridiculous that LeBron James is trying to trademark it. We'll talk to our friend Gustavo Arellano coming up just after 8 o'clock and then special guest at 9. So a lot of good stuff still on the way here on the Kevin DeBee Show. First, though, time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
Man drives away from court minutes after judge prohibits him from driving. This comes out of Canada, Ontario, Canada. A man faced a judge in court for drunk driving. He was ordered by the judge to not drive for a full year. 5 minutes after the judge ordered him not to drive for a full year, the drunk driver walked out of the court, got into his car to drive home.
This does not sound very Canadian.
Investigators say a police officer was in that same courthouse for an unrelated matter, but saw him walk out and just sort of followed him on a hunch that maybe
he'd get in a car.
He got in a car, and he got in a car, and he started it up, and he started driving, and they pulled him over.
Unreal.
His vehicle was impounded for 45 days, and he's to appear back in court September 30th. So it doesn't seem like he was all for waiting for that year.
Mm.
This is a raid. Where are the drugs? Addicts stormed in dressed as cops. A drug addict who dressed up as a police officer stormed a friend's house screaming, "This is a police raid! Get on the floor! Get down! Where are your drugs?"
Not a bad idea.
No.
Although, do the cops run in yelling, "Where are your drugs?"
You know what? I'm so afraid. I'm like, they're all in the bathroom. Like, I'd give it up immediately.
Well, he did. Yep. Thinking he was the real deal,
yeah.
This guy, Daniel, handed over his ice and his cannabis stash. The other victim, who he hit in the head and was out temporarily, woke up. His pants were pulled down.
Oh.
And his buttocks were spread to check for drugs. So while he was out, the guy dressed as a police officer did a thorough search.
Well, insult to injury.
That's kink. Right?
That's possible.
That's
while we're here, two birds, one stone.
Right? I've already dressed the part.
Thomas was jailed for 11 and a half years and must serve 9 years before being eligible for parole. He had a lot of other charges as well.
Sure.
It will not surprise anyone.
By the way, I got to be with Jensen on this. That's a pretty ingenious idea. I'm surprised that doesn't happen all the time.
I mean, it's against the law. Too.
Of course, okay.
But don't hate
drugs.
The player, hate the game.
Yeah, right. I mean, you show up and you say, "I got a search warrant." You know, everybody down on the floor.
Sure.
I'm going to find these drugs and leave.
Swedish scientist proposes cannibalism to fight climate change.
Go on.
The scientist talked about the potential of cannibalism in a broadcast on Swedish TV, referring to cannibalism as, quote, "the food of the future."
Wait, other people?
Yep.
Oh.
Based on his scientific analysis, the downside with the thought is the widespread taboo of eating people and the conservative attitudes that may make it hard to persuade Swedish people to try cannibalism. Local weather change activists said that they should consider alternative meat sources. He didn't mean people. He meant the plant-based ones.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They also are talking about using bugs.
That's already taken off around the world.
Is it really?
High protein.
High protein. Mm-hmm.
Bug meat.
Yes.
Meat made out of bugs.
We are all going to be eating bugs at some point. All of us.
I don't like that.
Dude.
I don't think you'll notice.
You won't even notice.
And when you lead with you're going to be eating people, everything else sounds
all
better.
All of a sudden, bug meat's not
like,
so bad.
I'm like, sure, bugs, I'll do it.
I don't think we're ready for Soylent Greed. I mean, I know we've got problems, but I don't think that's where we need to be right now.
Oregon man regains stolen Jeep with several bizarre items in it. Several thieves suspected of stealing an Oregon man's car made a major mistake. Joe Williams' 1995 Jeep Cherokee was stolen last month from outside his home in Portland. A week later, the police... By the way, they never find those cars, right?
Very rare.
If your car gets stolen, it's just it's
or
gone.
Or they find, like, a door, basically.
Yeah, yes. it's in a chop shop in 20 minutes.
A week later, police contacted him after finding the vehicle. Engine running and windshield wipers still going. Once the car was back in his possession, he discovered several odd items belonging to the car thieves, including a stuffed bear.
Oh.
The car thieves had a stuffed bear with them.
An 11-year-old girl? 9-year-old girl? Well, I mean, who has a stuffed bear just hanging around?
These thieves, I guess.
Okay.
Also a tattoo gun, ink, and rubber gloves.
Oh, that does take away the 11-year-old girl idea.
Williams' teenage children found a disposable camera in the glove box.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, we took a bunch of pictures on this. We should get them developed at some point and see what they are. That's exciting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they had taken pictures of themselves. Like with their tattoo, showing off the tattoo.
Wow.
And the one was like, yeah, what's up? I think.
Okay. You just inferred that?
I just put that in.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, a man in Perth, Australia. And by the way, this is the third time I've done a story like this. A man in Perth, Australia tried to rob a liquor store by jumping down in through the roof and then got stuck and couldn't get out.
Yeah. You got to have
third
a better plan.
Story like this.
A not-so-smooth criminal has taken the idea of an open bar to the next level, breaking into a pub and helping himself to everything in sight. The problem with the Perth man's plan, once he got in, he couldn't get out.
A master criminal, or maybe not. This thief...
Or maybe not. By the way, let's not let it go by that he called him a not-so-smooth criminal.
Oh,
either.
Unfortunately, yes.
A master criminal, or maybe not. This thief fell through the ceiling into the Champion Lakes Tavern at Camillo, then got the party started with a bottle of spirits.
Now, this is great because it's all security footage, so you can see him just drinking, guzzling from the bottle as he starts.
Kicking off a big night ahead.
Got into the pub and he couldn't get out.
Pub to himself, the 29-year-old man from Armidale gets to work. He starts remodeling, tipping over chairs, drink in hand.
Remodeling is kind. I mean, he's tearing that place apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Throwing chairs across the way, kicking over tables. He's pissed.
Takes a moment to rehydrate with the beer taps, and then decides more chairs need to go. Over the next few hours, he causes all sorts of damage.
He's gone through and destroyed everything. Smashed, I think it's about 7 windows, bottles are everywhere.
All tuckered out, he passes out on the pool table.
So now he's just exhausted. That kind of remodeling can really take it out of
him.
And he's been drinking all night.
Before it's time to go shopping. There's no customers about.
So he's got a cart, shopping cart, and he's just loading it up with booze.
And the booze is free. He fills a trolley, making sure to line his stomach on the way.
Eating snacks.
Hot potato chips, he had a few of them, must have been hungry.
And decides it's time to leave with his ill-gotten gains. He removes the security bars from the roller door.
This is one of those, not aluminum, but those roller doors that go down. Not even just like regular doors with bars on them. This is an actual...
It rolls down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even start to get it up.
Has a go at the fire extinguisher, but then realizes he wasn't so clever, and there's no way out.
When the police got here, all I could hear was cries from inside, let me out, let me out.
I like it when by the way, that's the owner of this place.
Sure.
I like it when he's laughing. He's laughing at this guy. The cops show up and he's just like, somebody let me out.
The police dart through the pub, putting an end to our would-be cat burglar's eventful night out. He was charged with stealing and destruction of property. The owners estimate he caused $50,000 worth of damage.
Whoa. $50,000 worth of damage?
He just sounded like he was having a chill time. I didn't know he was causing a stir.
Oh, no. He was throwing chairs through windows and everything he could find.
Just to get out?
You're very disappointed in that part of this story?
Yeah, I thought he was just partying. I thought he made best with his situation.
But they're taking it in good spirits.
Yes, they are.
Oh,
see?
Because no, good spirits. That's
a see? Because of spirits is also another word for... 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 8.
Allie, you kind of blew my mind with that We Can Survive concert announcement yesterday.
Right?
Thinking about seeing Billie Eilish, Lizzo, and Taylor Swift all in the same place at the same time. And Camila Cabello.
Two of the three of those.
And Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an insane lineup.
I marked it in my calendar.
Did you?
I did.
Wow, that's an extreme thing
to
do.
It's a big deal.
That's quite a commitment,
it's
man.
It's like a tattoo. Wow. Yeah.
Allie, what do you have for us today on this Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show?
Do you guys remember when Robert Pattinson was cast in Matt Reeves' The Batman? And how there was pretty much no controversy whatsoever. People seemed stoked across the board.
Into it.
People, that might be the most controversial thing about it, that nobody seemed to give a hoot, and they were all pretty stoked about it.
Are you joking?
No. I'm being serious.
I mean, struck me as super weird.
Well, compared.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Well,
but
you're in the minority.
The outcry for, like, Ben Affleck, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Or Heath Ledger. Comparison. Or Heath Ledger originally. Back in the day. Yeah.
Kevin?
You okay?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, when you are the new Batman on the block, sometimes you get advice from past Batmans. And if somebody is going to give you advice, and it's Christian Bale... That's pretty awesome, right?
Sure.
So he was speaking to Variety. He expressed respect for Pattinson's good time performance and then got down to the essentials, doling out some batsuit survival advice. He wants Robert Pattinson just to be able to pee yourself. You don't feel like a superhero when you aren't able to pee by yourself. He doesn't want to have people in there trying to take the suit off of him just so he could pee. You need to learn how to do it yourself.
Real inside baseball.
Okay. Real inside baseball there, you guys.
When you first said pee yourself, I thought you meant pee yourself.
Like, literally.
Like, don't go to the bathroom.
No, no, no.
By yourself.
Yeah, by yourself.
I see. Okay. By yourself. By yourself. Gotcha.
Which apparently is something that most people who wear these costumes need to learn how to do on their own. Ryan Reynolds even told everyone that he could, quote, actually taste my own genitals while wearing his red body condom Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds, that's the worst quote ever. But I love it so much. You guys, Post Malone's third album, Hollywood's Bleeding, dropped earlier this month. I assume you've all taken a listen.
Bean and I both commented, we love it.
It's great.
It's really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Album includes collaborations with SZA, Kanye West, Young Thug, Father John, Misty, Travis Scott, and the Prince of Darkness himself, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. Which is what I bring you now with this story. And we think maybe these people are kidding a bit.
They're kidding.
Because these tweets...
These people are not kidding, Alex.
What?
Do you really think they're that...
These people are teenagers.
Okay.
They're teenagers.
Here are some of the tweets. Who the F is Ozzy Osbourne? This is why I love Post Malone, for shining light on unknown artists. I don't know
that
who
has
this,
to be comedy. It's not
I
comedy.
Feel
you
like,
don't know, Bean. Come on.
I do. How would you know who Ozzy Osbourne is if you were 17 right now?
You pay attention to anything
honestly,
in your
live
life?
In the world? I don't know who this Ozzy Osbourne guy is, but Posty just put him on the map.
I mean,
here's another.
This is a bit of a meme, but yes.
Don't know who this Ozzy Osbourne guy is, but shout out Post for putting him on. Another
right.
one. Listening to Post Malone. Who is this Ozzy Osbourne guy? He's so good. He's going to be so famous and popular.
All jokes.
So,
not
that's
jokes.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
Let me back it up with a couple of examples for you.
Okay.
The night that Justin Bieber lost the Best New Artist Grammy, people could not believe the woman who won. Now, granted, she wasn't nearly as famous as Ozzy Osbourne, but they had never heard of her. Esperanza Spalding?
Well, I think nobody knows who
that's
she is.
That's a little different.
That works.
I know who she is because she opened up for Prince when
Last
I saw him.
Last week, Taylor Swift's younger fans were outraged that something called Tool was the new number one album
well,
in America.
They're just dumb.
They had never heard of Tool before.
I can see her fan base being young.
Well, they've taken
female.
So many years off.
Yeah, that makes sense. They were 13 so years between albums. That
and
one
how
makes
long
sense.
Do you think, I mean, when was the last time Ozzy Osbourne had any kind of relevance besides the Black Sabbath reunion
well,
tour, which is not something that a 19-year-old is going to hear
about.
TV
show was massive.
It was 20
show,
years ago.
His wife, all the stuff where Kids. He was boning the hairdresser.
I'm
that was all
you,
in the news.
If you think most Post Malone fans know who Ozzy Osbourne is, you're crazy.
I think that the ones that were tweeting that
those tweets,
knew exactly what they were doing.
Because that's from, they used to do that with the Kanye West Paul McCartney collaboration
right.
also.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it was like, Kanye's so good for putting this Paul McCartney on. I it's almost the same wording.
And it's
so.
The same people that are like, oh, wow, this Childish Gambino guy looks a lot like Donald Glover. Yeah, you're joking.
I mean, we're all guessing. But
and if they're not joking,
but I'm right.
Let's make sure none of these people have children. Right? I'm just very concerned for the future.
I am nothing without my following.
Some birthdays for you. Colin Firth, Mikey Way, and Ryan Phillippe. And
okay, so that means 52 minutes from right now is the thing that you won't want to miss on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock today, right?
Correct.
Scale of 1 to 10. How exciting is it?
10.
Oh, 10 plus, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That was either tepid. That or like probably like in the millions. Is that how long it goes? Yeah, right?
On a scale of 1 to 10, you think it's in the millions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jensen, you okay?
No.
Okay.
Don't miss it. All right. Let's talk Taco Tuesday, shall we?
A lot of things been going on, kind of got me down. Today.
Thank you. That's the Gregory Brothers remix of King James himself, LeBron James, who, as you know, on his Instagram stories, every single Tuesday, he and his family gather around and yell about Taco Tuesday before they have a Taco Tuesday.
To be honest, it's a weird thing.
It is a very weird thing, and he's been doing it for a very long time. It wasn't like a one-time inspiration. Mm-hmm. This has become a lifestyle brand for him. And somebody has a lot of thoughts about it, and it's our old friend, Gustavo Arellano, who we have not spoken to in a while. He is a feature writer for the Los Angeles Times, and he joins us on the Kevin DeBean Show right now. Gustavo, buenos dias.
Hola, guys. Yeah, buenos dias.
Great
Taco
to talk.
Tuesday.
Great to talk to you. You did a fascinating piece in the Times this week about it, and I want to start with your complaints about the kinds of tacos that the James family is eating. You seem to be kind of looking down your nose at their choice in food.
Look, if they're good, they're good. But those tacos look like they're straight out of 1997 Ohio. So they're not going to be the best things around. I mean, hard shell, the lettuce, the cheese. Come on, LeBron. There's so many good tacos. You're in the taco capital of the world, Los Angeles. Step up your game.
Step it up. Okay. So they're too basic. They're too easy. He should be a little bit more adventurous, you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, for crying out loud, the guy has the money, so he could try every single taco on the planet, but he's going with stuff that kind of seems antiquated, that most people in Southern California, now they see them, they're like, those aren't really tacos. Like, you need to get your carne asada, you need to get your al pastor, you don't need a freaking roasted corn salad as your salsa. Come on.
All right. That's a good point. So let's talk about the legal issue, because apparently LeBron wants to trademark in certain areas Taco Tuesday, and you put your time at the LA Times to good use by researching the history of Taco Tuesday, and it goes back as far as most of us can remember, right?
Oh, yeah. So Taco Tuesday, you know, people say it all the time. Restaurants have it all the time. Very few people know that it's actually a trademark by Taco John's, this chain out of Wyoming, who in 1989, they put the trademark for Taco Tuesday. So ever since then, they've been sending out cease and desist letters to any restaurant or individual that they find out is using Taco Tuesday to promote a special on Tuesday that happens to involve tacos.
I'd like to suggest that's not working. Because it's
everywhere, yeah.
It just seems like it's everywhere. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, it's not working, but still, they have the legal right to sue you if you infringe on the trademark. As far as I know, they've never sued anyone. But nevertheless, if you're a small mom-and-pop restaurant, you get the cease and desist letter, you're going to have to scrap your Taco Tuesday because you fear getting a lawsuit. And this is where LeBron comes in. He's suing the trademark for Taco Tuesday, their application, specifically to use online and the podcast. So I took LeBron to task for doing that, but I also said, hey, I'll support you, LeBron. It's just like this sort of Trojan horse to be able to challenge Taco John's trademark to be able to invalidate it.
Now, Taco John's, you said, is based in Wyoming. Are they well known for having the best tacos in the world, would you say, Gustavo?
I got to say this. They have a tater top breakfast burrito that's actually not bad. But that's about the only real contribution to Mexican food in the United States. But it's I think, the fourth largest Mexican chain in the country. After Taco Bell. Oh, no, it's huge. It's all up in the upper Midwest, so like Montana, Del Paso, Montana, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Washington. So it's a pretty big chain. But that said, only a chain in Wyoming could get away, could have the gall to be able to trademark Taco Tuesday all the way back in 1989. And, of course, since it's in Wyoming, no one ever paid attention to it.
That's right. And you research in your piece that you found references to Taco Tuesday going all the way back to, what, 1971?
Yeah, so the earliest, and this just shows how popular Taco Tuesday is, the earliest reference I could refer, specifically the term Taco Tuesday, goes back to a restaurant in Spokane, Washington. That said, Mexican restaurants in the United States have been offering Tuesday specials involving tacos and putting ads for it in newspapers as far back as the Great Depression.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So it sounds like you want a lawsuit. You want them to sue LeBron because you want them to lose their trademark for Taco Tuesday. Is that the understanding?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want LeBron to take these guys. And it wouldn't be in court. You'd have to go through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. But what you do is you file a complaint and you say Taco Tuesday should have never been granted a trademark because it's so generic a brand and so generic a name that no one should be able to own it.
But now, isn't he trying to trademark it?
That's what I'm saying. If he does that, I hope he's doing it in the sense, obviously I'm not a lawyer, so I hope he's doing it so he can actually go and, like, handle this in the court of U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Yes, Latin American pioneer for civil rights, LeBron James.
Yes, the greatest Mexican hero since Pancho Villa. Please, I would love this to happen.
So, Gustavo, as we wrap this up, and you can read the whole article, of course, on the LA Times website. As we wrap this up, Taco Tuesday is for everybody. That's the message I'm hearing from you today.
Yeah, no one should own it. No one should own it. Everyone involved. Everyone who loves Tuesday and tacos and Taco Tuesday should be able to use it without the fear of a freaking cease and desist letter from either LeBron or from Taco John's in Wyoming. So that's why I'm rooting for LeBron if he's doing that. On the other hand, if he is trying to get the ownership to Taco Tuesday to use just for himself, then no one in L.A. is going to like him. And he doesn't have to win a title as long as he's able to liberate Taco Tuesday for the masses.
Gustavo Arellano, 2020, you guys. There you go. All right. Great talk. I think we are all very hungry for tacos right now.
Correct.
After this conversation. I do know that. We'll talk to you again soon, Gustavo. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, guys.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
So that means, if I'm doing the math correctly, 38 minutes until the thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 38 minutes, 9 o'clock this morning, something special on K-Rock. Jensen, I hate to bring it up if it's a sore subject, but did you find your wife's wallet?
No. So this past weekend, Danielle and I got some hours away from the kid, which was a great feeling because we've been pretty much glued to the boy's side. And we wanted to get away, just get some thoughts off our mind, just kind of not even think about things.
Sure. You used chloroform or what? How'd you do it?
No, whiskey.
Okay, good.
And so we go do some errands, you know, the real cool stuff to do on weekends. And we go to Target, and Danielle picks up some things. I get the new NBA 2K, which I'm very excited to play. And, you know, living the life, man.
Right.
We get to our next stop. Danielle looks down in her purse and is like, I don't have my wallet. It's got to be at Target. So we immediately drive back to Target quickly because she had paid for something there. So the wallet was used.
So she had to have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we walked around. We checked all the carts. We spent time there. I'm sure some listeners saw us just walking around Target with tears in our eyes. And we were like, I guess you lost it.
Did you go to the management or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
I mean, numerous times in person and phone calls. We overdid it. Then just a couple minutes later, the alerts of charges started to come in.
Oh, no.
So clearly, if someone found it, it was done very quickly to then start using credit cards. But we are under the impression that someone did a very quick kind of pickpocket in a way.
No.
Yeah. And so we, in the process, didn't lose a ton. She lost a very nice wallet, which she's bummed about. But we had a gift card in there for $250, which we lost in that case.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, she had to cancel all the credit cards, lost about $100 in cash, which could have been worse.
And now she doesn't have a driver's license.
And now she doesn't have a driver's license. So she has to set up a new appointment. But it really was a bummer, and we were hoping someone was going to turn it in, and it made me start thinking about things in my past that I've run into and turned in like a good Samaritan.
That you found.
Like a brick of cocaine.
Well, no, I didn't.
Coming up on the beach.
As Omar taught us, we would have just walked right by that.
Okay. Yes.
But we were just having this conversation yesterday about those bricks of cocaine that washed up on the Florida beach, and what would you do if you found it? And I guess the same could be said, what would you do if you found a wallet?
Yeah.
I bet there are people who would find your wife's wallet and think, oh, I recognize her. She was on TV. This is an extortion situation.
Oh, yeah. We really want to get that wallet back.
Yeah.
I think they wouldn't have much to work with. We'd probably say, okay, keep it, bro.
If they started using the credit cards right away, you know that's what they did. Yeah, they did that on purpose for that.
Yeah, and it was in, like, Sylmar and stuff. It, like, wasn't near our home. It was like they started the process quick. And so I remembered in high school, I worked at a dry cleaner's. Shout out Regal Cleaners in the 818. Now closed. You can't go to it.
Oh, good shout out, Ben.
Humble brag, though.
Good shout out.
No worries. And so we would take dry cleaning in all the time, and what people leave in their pockets bonkers. Drugs, you know, condoms and stuff when you're married and you're like, oh, that's weird. Wife finds it. We hide it, hopefully, for them.
That's nice.
And so I did find $5,000 once.
Wow.
In a pocket?
Yeah, in cash, in a suit pocket, in the inner pocket.
And you called the guy and you said, I found $1,000 in your suit pocket.
Now, here's the thing. There were people who had worked there in the past because we have signs everywhere that say we're not liable to give back the stuff, et cetera. Please check all your pockets. There were people in the past that had not given it back.
Is that right?
And people looked at me and were like, what are you going to do? And I was like, this is easy. I'm definitely giving it back. So I gave it back.
But to finders keepers, losers weepers. That's what I was.
I've heard that too. I've heard that too.
You've heard that?
Yes.
Okay. So I basically was.
I'm having it trademarked.
Okay. Well, you try your hardest. And so I didn't know what to do, and I felt my moral obligation was to give it back. So I did. Man came in. He gave me.
What are you, a narc?
He gave me $50.
You're just figuring this out.
I'm a big narc. $50.
He gave you $50.
Now. I thought that
for $5,000.
Yeah, I thought that was way wrong, and it, under my breath, was like, "Oh, you jerk!"
His wife hit him, right?
His wife came in a couple days later, gave me $200.
Okay.
She's like, "I heard my husband only gave you $50. Here's $200 more."
She was probably so mad at him.
Yeah.
You cheapskate!
$50? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We're gonna take calls, by the way, on things that you found. They're not yours, but you found them. Now they're in your possession. What did you do with the thing? Did you keep it? Did you contact the person? Did you give it back? What did you do? 1-800-520-1067. We had that story from me from a couple of months ago, finding $100, $20 bills in the middle of the street in New Orleans, not far from my house. Mm-hmm. There was no way I could have tracked down who that money came from.
Right.
On a busy pedestrian street, literally in the middle of the street, like not in the doorway of a business.
Just the neighbor whose house was right there?
No houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, supermarket on one side and shops on the other. So it was somebody who just walked across the street, lost the money. So, I mean, I forced myself to keep it.
You forced yourself.
I didn't want to, but I felt like it was the only right thing to do. So I did keep that $100.
And it's karma for you having the money stolen.
Stolen.
Yeah, I did get ripped off for 40. That's
You're
for
up
sure.
60.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I still don't look at it that way. I asked my wife, I swear to God this is true. I asked my wife last night, I said, out of nowhere, I said, do you think that guy's ever going to bring the $40 back?
Unbelievable.
I'm hanging on to it.
Just let it go, man.
I can.
Certainly can.
I got ripped off.
Yeah, right. Okay, fine. You got ripped off. $40. You're good.
Allie, you ever find anything that wasn't yours?
I haven't. I did have my wallet had dropped out of my car when I went to visit a friend, left, went home. And then the next day I was like, oh, my God, my wallet's gone. Went back. It had been put from where I assume it dropped in the street as I was getting into the car onto the sidewalk with just $5 taken. My credit card's all in there, everything. So I was like, well, you deserve that $5. Thank you.
You know what? I'm actually going to back that theory because I think if the wallet showed back up at Target mm-hmm. and it had the $80 missing or whatever, mm-hmm. $100, and even the gift card, I'll even give you the gift
You'll
card.
You'll throw in the gift card?
Because I know you can take that. I even would give you respect for just making sure we don't have to cancel every credit card,
yeah.
get a new driver's license,
yeah.
get a new wallet. Like, you don't need those things.
No. It was very kind of whoever did it.
I was on the same side as Allie where I left my wallet at a McDonald's, hard to believe. Mm-hmm. And the guy ended up, my phone number somehow, he got a hold of me and he mm-hmm. said, I'll meet you at McDonald's. I'll give you your wallet back.
And then he robbed you again?
Fantastic.
And then he robbed you?
No, but as I was going there, I was like, okay, what could happen? I could get beat up. I could get robbed again. I don't know what's going to happen. And it was just a really nice dude that's like, here's your wallet, man. And everything was in it.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We're talking a lot about wallets, by the way. It doesn't have to be a wallet. It can be anything. You found it. Now it's yours. Did you make an effort to give it back? This is one more wallet story from the 562, though. I found a wallet at Disneyland with $1,000 cash in it. I know because I counted it. My stupid parents had some sort of scheme to teach me to be honest. They made me turn the wallet in. The owner gave me $50.
What is up with $50 and these rich idiots?
I don't know. Let's take one call before the break, Kevin. I can't see them today, so you're going to have to tell me who you like.
Let's go to Brian in Long Beach. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, Brian. So, what'd you find?
About 20 years ago, I'm kind of dating myself, I used to go to Cosmic Bowling every Friday night with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
And we kind of knew the people that worked there. So we were waiting for our lane, and there was a bowling going before us. So we went to our lane. I found a hip pack on one of the seats. Picked it up, kind of felt around, didn't open it.
You mean a fanny pack?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you know, like the Rock wears in that totally terrible picture?
Yes. You nailed it.
Okay.
So I was feeling around at it, didn't really open it up, walked up to the counter, gave it to the people, told them I found it. We kind of knew them. Went back, did my bowling, were there for a couple hours, came back up to the front and about 30 minutes later, a guy walks up, hands me a bunch of cash, says, I want to pay for your bowling tonight. Thanks for turning my hip pack in. I'm like, okay, whatever. About an hour later, went back up to the front, talked to the people we knew at the counter, and they said, you know what was in that? And I said, no. And he said, that was a police officer. It was his badge and his gun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang.
And here I am walking through the bowling alley, like poking and prodding at this pack, wondering what's inside it. I never even opened it. It
would have been great if a gun went off, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't.
Nope, it wouldn't have been great at all.
Not what we're saying.
That's what I mean. It wouldn't have been great.
Different story entirely.
That guy with a fanny pack is shooting up the bowling alley.
Would you guys have had the self-control to not open it when you found it?
No,
I would open it.
Oh, I think I would open it for sure.
Yeah. I think so too.
Because then I also want to see whose it is. Maybe they have a license in there or something.
Yeah, you did the right thing,
sir. If it was like in a restaurant or something, I might have. But we kind of knew the people that worked at the bowling alley. I just didn't mess with it. I just went and gave it to the people.
Better for you. No fingerprints.
And hopefully, you got some good karma out of doing a solid for a cop too. So I hope that worked out. Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. What'd you find? What'd you do with it? We'll take more calls next on K-Rock.
Look, I just want to do hood rat things with my friends, but apparently our listeners are honest, an honest bunch.
We're doing a phone topic here at 1-800-520-1067. You found something that wasn't yours. What did you do with it? It seems like almost everyone on the phone turned it in. Like, no one kept their stuff. Let's start with Shane West Hills, please. Line 6 up first on this segment of the Kevin Beach Show.
Morning, Shane.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Great. What's your story?
So in high school, after nutrition, I go into class and I look under my desk and there's a bag of weed and some bullets.
Oh,
some bullets.
Bullets.
That guy's not chill at all for a weed, dude.
Yeah. So I thought about keeping the weed, but I didn't. I turned it all in. And I found out a week later that the kid who sits there, the class before me, got arrested.
Yeah, for good reason with the bullets. I mean, the weed I feel bad about, but the bullets.
Well, wait, it's not illegal to have bullets, though.
Why are you bullets at school, Bean?
Yeah, you can't have bullets
a
at school. Yeah, you can't have. You can't. Yeah. That's got to be illegal.
Yeah, I don't think you want them at school.
Yeah.
Okay, I take your point. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the call.
Bean, quite a school principal.
Right?
Bullets, whatever. No gun.
I guess I forgot it
was. What's he
going
to do, throw the bullets?
Let's go to line 5. Let's say hi to Ruby. Ruby calls us from Los Angeles.
Hey, Ruby.
You guys?
We are good. Thank you.
Oh, good. So I was at a gas station and someone had left a wallet on the top of the pump. So I looked in it. There was $500 and, of course, IDs and credit cards. And I felt so bad. And so I called the police department and I asked them, I don't know what to do with this. I didn't really, you know, you don't really trust these guys at AM/PM. You go inside and you're like, oh, they're probably going to take the money. So he told me to put it in a mailbox. Just go to a mailbox. And so I did.
Put it in any mailbox?
Wait, just drop it in?
Just drop it in.
What?
You don't need to put it on. It's their responsibility to get it back to the owner. And
wait,
I believe the police department, and I trust, you know, that they did the right thing because I do believe in karma.
So hold on a second.
Yeah.
So you're saying the mailman who comes to pick up that mail, he sees a wallet in there and he knows he's supposed to track that person down and give it back?
Well, he would use the license.
Right, but the mailman, that would be on the mailman,
yes.
Not on the cops.
Correct.
No, not the police. So supposedly the post office is supposed to return any wallets that are returned that way to the rightful owner with the ID. Sure.
Well, you just gave $500 to a mailman. Congratulations. Thank you for the call.
You know who started that rumor? A mailman.
A mailman, right. From the 818, hey, Kevin Amin, at Weenie Roast, my group found a phone in the bathroom. Before we turned it into security, we decided to take a selfie on it. Later in the day, the owner recognized me and bought all of our group drinks. Long story short, I got way too drunk and fell asleep in the bathroom during Blink 182. I don't know how that's relevant to the story, but how cool is that they ended up connecting at the Weenie Roast?
Pretty cool.
All right. Where do you want to go? You want to do Christine Line 1?
Sure.
Let's see if her story holds up. She's in Los Angeles as well.
Holds up?
Well, you a detective?
Hey. No, there's something kind of sketchy about her story here.
Morning, Chrissy.
Oh, come on. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, hey, Allie. I have to tell you, my favorite song is Potential Breakup Song, one of the best ever. Ever.
Wait, what song?
Potential Breakup Song.
Okay, what is that and why are we talking about it?
Never mind. It's an Allie and AJ song.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, you know that's not
our the same
Allie. Not the Allie from Allie and AJ.
Let's let her believe it. Christine, that is me, and
oh
I am
God.
Adorable.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, you really thought it was Allie from Allie and AJ?
That's awesome.
I did.
All right.
Oh, no, that rules, because she's
awesome.
Adorable and
yes,
young.
She is.
I'll take it.
Well, but our Kevin is Kevin Sorbo.
Yes.
TV's Hercules.
All right, Christine.
And our
Christine.
Bean is Mr. Bean.
Your story.
So what happened? I was in Manhattan Beach, and I drove up to a drive-up ATM, and the card was still in there, and it was still active, and I could have taken out any amount of cash that I wanted.
Oh, you didn't have to put their code back in?
No, I did not have to put their code back in.
Scary.
I could have taken as much money as I wanted. So I took it home. I called. I ended up driving it to the woman.
Oh, my.
And she gave me nothing.
Oh! You did everything for her.
Yeah, you went out of your way to get it back to her.
I drove it back to her, and So
I think what we're saying is don't do the right thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pay. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't pay. I mean, Justin didn't get paid that much, so.
Just know that Allie and AJ would never do that to you.
No, never.
Exactly.
All right? Never.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to line 7. You're Belinda. Let's say hi to Jim. Jim, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
What's up?
Hey, so I found $4,000 at the Riverside Hotel Casino.
$4,000? Okay, now we're talking.
$4,000. Yes, it was an envelope. I went down there to do a little pooping.
Wait, you went specifically to this casino to poop, or you were there anyway?
I was there already.
Okay.
And so I went to the restroom and looked down in an envelope. And opened it up, and it was $4,000 cash, all $100 bills.
Wow.
So I zipped up and ran out of there. And then we sat down at a cafe right there to look to see if anybody would run in through there or anything like that, worried about it. Didn't find anybody, didn't see anybody. So
that's an exhaustive search, I can see.
They run by you in the next 10 minutes.
Well,
I mean, look, he explored every opportunity to find the rightful owner, Kevin.
Man, oh, man.
You must be exhausted by this point.
I can't even believe you've given up since.
Hey, I'm not gonna waste my
Right?
Money.
Okay, so then what happened?
So, yeah, I bought a lot of beers for people and gambled and kept it. I wasn't going to give it back to the casino.
Yeah, you did everything.
That
you
was
could,
the right
Jim.
Thing to do.
Okay.
I mean, what do they think? You're going to do 15 minutes? I mean, come on.
We were there longer. We were there longer.
All right.
We were having breakfast. So,
listen,
you know.
It's yours now.
No, it's the casinos now.
How horrified are you, Jensen, that he pooped in a casino bathroom?
That really truly is the thing I heard and was like,
this day.
in history with Old Man Rubin.
In 1929, sports legend and golf icon Arnold Palmer was born. You might be shocked to hear this, but I was Arnold's caddy a few times back in the 70s at that par 3 on Odessa in Van Nuys. Nice guy. I remember a morning after 18, he went into the snack shack for a refreshment and he quickly poured an iced tea and lemonade into a cup together and I almost started gagging. He said it was his signature drink and said all of his friends loved it too. He offered me some, but I said, no, thank you, and went back to the bag of virgin's blood I sip on daily to keep me immortal and young looking. But yeah, Arnold Palmer, good at golf. Sure.
See, because Ruben is old.
He's old.
Yeah, he's an old guy.
He's not a young.
Not young.
No. Not a young man. Mm-hmm. So, Allie, do you keep in touch with AJ at all? Or you guys?
She's my twin, right?
I don't think so.
That was awesome.
Aren't
that
they twins, AJ and Allie?
No, they're not twins.
Oh, they're just sisters? Are they friends?
Isn't it a dude and a girl?
No,
it's two girls.
No,
it's
two girls. They're not twins?
I don't know. Sisters. I don't even think they're sisters.
They're not twins. I'm not sure.
Sisters Allison and Amanda Michalka.
Okay.
All right, so they are sisters. Right. So you do keep in touch.
Yeah, sure. She's my sister.
Okay, good. Hey, so here's the thing. I'm going to just lay it out for you.
Yeah.
Allie does What's Happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. I'm going to just lay it out for you.
Yeah.
Allie does What's Happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very special guest joins us on the Kevin Beach Show.
Yeah.
And then the thing.
You don't want to miss it.
A thing you absolutely do want to miss.
Are you going to announce it because the drum roll started?
Nope.
Oh, no, we can't.
But we can't have a drum roll without the announcement.
No, not yet.
The thing is coming up at 9.
You will not be disappointed, I guess, is what we're saying.
No.
So stick around.
Okay.
We just got
done. We've already started it, though. The drum roll started. You can't
stick
how
around.
How about if I give you something for that drum roll?
There you go.
All right. Guys Night Out, happening this Friday at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. You're going to play poker with guys like Beer Mug, Kevin, Dave the King of Mexico. Omar's going to be playing tunes. But how about if you call right now and you're caller 21, you're going to get a spot to play poker at Dave the King of Mexico's table.
Yay!
And to make it worth your while, because you got to sit with Dave, we're going to give you a rack of chips worth $200. That's incredible.
Right?
I love it. You must be 21 or older. Give a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. 21. That's the caller.
Call now.
It'd be funny if no one called. Don't want to sit with Dave.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Are you a Mexican or a Mexicant?
Yeah, if you're into Pokemon Go, he'll play with you.
You can also register at thebike.com.
Oh.
If you'd like to go.
Excellent.
And by the way, if you're not great at poker, mm-hmm. it's not really a serious thing. We all have fun. Everybody, pretty much everybody drinks. All good times.
But only guys, right? Because it's guys
girls
night
welcome
out.
As
yeah,
well.
No.
Really?
Yep.
I think it's just the name, right?
I heard a guy on the radio say yesterday, girls available. Which was
that guy misspoke, and that's odd.
He did? Uh-huh. He did? Okay. You guys, I'm not a huge fan of Alec Baldwin. I've made no secret about that. However, as stuff is being leaked about the Comedy Central roast of Alec Baldwin that was just taped over the weekend, I might need to watch it September 15th on Comedy Central, because some of these jokes are wowzers, real good. One of which came from his daughter, Ireland Baldwin.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Which is what Alec Baldwin said to her in 2007 on a voicemail.
So this is the daughter that he said that to.
That he called a rude, thoughtless little pig. She said that her dad wasn't the kind of dad who would play catch, but he would throw things at me. And she said, it's not easy to be the daughter of an iconic movie star, but I'm not here to talk about my mom and her Oscar.
Whoa.
Talking about her mom, Kim Basinger.
I love it.
I love it. However, just what's been released so far, Blake Griffin does some serious takedowns. Not of Alec Baldwin, but of one of the other roasters, Caitlyn Jenner. Couple of the jokes that have come out, I can't repeat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So Google them and you will enjoy them. But I did laugh at this one. Blake Griffin, of course, dated one of the Kardashian Jenner spawn, Kendall Jenner. And he thanked Caitlyn Jenner. On behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters daddy issues.
Oh, damn. Good joke. Blake Griffin is out of his mind hilarious, so it's not shocking that he'd be the standout.
I like it. So I like it a lot.
He's a tough guy. I challenge him $1 million, the charity he wants, to get in the ring with me. Oh. Bare knuckle. You coward. You think you're a tough guy messing with little cameraman people. You freaking bully, you coward! I hate you! My listeners hate you, and remember that scumbag forever.
That might be the only time I root for Alec Baldwin against Alec Jones.
You have to make one of those two.
Yes!
I just wondered if they brought him to do some roasting.
Can you imagine?
That might have been intense.
Wow. I don't believe so. good stuff.
When does this air?
September 15th on Comedy Central.
Fantastic.
Good stuff. You guys like the Shamrock Shake?
Nope.
Okay. Really, Kevin?
Not a mint fan.
You love everything from McDonald's.
Not a mint fan.
Are you not a mint chip guy?
Nope.
Oh.
Not a mint fan.
Wow.
All right.
Don't like me some mint.
Well, okay. It's a good thing that you don't live in Philly right now, because usually it's reserved for St. Patrick's Day season.
Mm-hmm.
But McDonald's in Philly has brought it back for the Eagles opener.
Oh.
How exciting, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah. However, I liked one fan's reaction. Philly brought back the Shamrock Shake for the Eagles. Am I going to have to say go birds to get that one? Because I am not above stooping that low, which I appreciate right there. I also appreciate My Chemical Romance and the bassist, Mikey Way. It's his birthday today. And happy birthday to Colin Firth and Ryan Phillippe. And
Eagles fan.
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah, big,
yeah, big
guy.
Time. Big time.
Still a good guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, they have emerged from the deep, dark hole they have been in and have come out of hibernation to rock our faces off. That is brand new from Green Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Green Day is here. That was one sweaty, dark hole.
Guys, welcome
so
back.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
That was a blast of energy right there is what that was. That got
it was a punch in the face.
Yeah. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, as they say.
So we have so many questions, and you have so much going on, and people will find out what a massive day this is when they hear all the announcements coming up about new Green Day stuff. But why don't we start with the song? What can you tell us about Father of All, ... that we just heard?
Well, it was sort of the first song that kind of kicked off like the new era for us for when we were doing demos. And, I had like the rhythm and the beat to it. And me and Trey were messing around in the studio. And then I was like, how do I sing like this? Or, like, what do I do? I want to do something different. And I was like, I'll try to sing like Prince. I mean, what the hell? And, yeah.
Might as well try.
Yeah, he's dead. So why not me?
There's the pull quote.
Yeah, great t-shirt right there.
But that's the first thing you notice besides the punk rock beat when it starts. The first thing you notice is, hey, wait a minute. This does not sound like the Billy Joe that we're used to. And that makes a lot of sense that you're consciously trying to do something different.
Yeah. The whole record is trying to get like the Green Day energy matched with like soul music and Motown, and kind of like it's almost like doing like a history of rock and roll sort of feel to the new record, because it's just like garage music and stuff like that. So it's definitely, it's like something that Rodney on the Rock would have played, you know.
I'm sure he still will.
Yeah. When I heard it, my thought was, I'm going to be so mad driving to that in L.A. because you want to drive fast to that song.
Mm.
And there's no way to do it.
Yeah.
Shouldered. Go down the shoulder.
Go down the
shoulder.
Oh, Green Day told me to drive down the shoulder.
$400 if they get you, but they're way too busy. Yeah. They're not going to get you.
L.A. valet, as they say.
Bumper cars.
Good morning, Los Angeles.
What is, all three of you guys are the right people to ask this question, because I'm sure it's one that you ask yourselves all the time. Where is the place for actual rock and roll music in 2019? Because it certainly does not seem to be palatable to most of the mainstream anymore.
Would seem to be on your radio station this morning.
Yes,
finally.
On my record player.
Finally.
Yes. Well, I think that it's lost its attitude in a lot of ways, because I think that a lot of, me included, we're guilty of trying to write the feel-good song of the year in a lot of ways, and it's like, nobody wants to feel good when they hear. I mean, I think rock music is supposed to make you feel bad, like a bad motherfucker, as they say. So, like, I don't know. I think that, and that's kind of what we're going for on the next thing, is to just like let's give a big kick in the ass to rock and roll.
We've been talking for a long time about how it's been so long since there's been great rock,
mm-hmm.
and what band is going to come along and lead the way, and hopefully that's you guys.
Yeah, well,
listen to that song. That's fantastic. Is it representative of the album?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a great representation of it. So,
can't wait.
Yeah.
I am encouraged this year to have that new 1975 song that is great.
That's a great song.
Yeah, great song.
When I heard it, I was like, Hell yeah.
Yeah, and so different from what we're used to them. You know, and also, I love the Tool album, and I love the Slipknot album, and I think maybe we are kind of emerging out of an era where everything is 27 producers and 15 writers and a bunch of effects.
Yeah, amen. I'm feeling it for sure, so...
Okay, we're going to talk some more about the rest of the album in a minute, but let's get to some of the other announcements. What are you guys doing tonight since you're in town? We'll start with that because I think this will actually blow people's brains.
You guys should play.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
But play somewhere like small so it feels intimate.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I don't know, like where, like the whiskey or something?
The whiskey
would be whiskey. Wonderful.
guys, I hate to be devil's advocate here, but is Green Day enough to play the whiskey, or would they need some support, do you think?
We need to bring some friends.
Okay.
We're bringing the best.
Yeah, we need a turkey.
Gobble.
So we got three strikes. We got Weezer and Fall Out Boy.
Weezer.
And Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
Green Day.
So Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, tonight at the Whiskey.
That's right.
Wow.
Tickets at the door.
Oh, no. Don't you dare.
You're a terrible human.
Yeah, we're ripping down the wall.
Tickets at the door, first come, first serve.
I think we're going to play outside.
And we're going to randomly pick people and just let you in.
Okay, you're saying a lot of things that aren't true.
That's true. That's correct.
Everything they're saying is
that's the kind of... We do. Yeah.
Okay, so the show. The
he's
show
hitting
is
the button every time we curse. Awesome. There's a guy for that.
Hey,
Green Day's here. Call Doug.
Yeah.
Let's explain, before we take a break, just because this is such huge news, let's explain why the three of you are teaming up to play tonight at that show at the Whiskey. It's not random.
No, so it's interesting because someone in here has a Los Angeles Dodgers shirt on, and we're going to be playing an entire. It's the Hella Mega Tour, and it's going to be Green Day, Fall Out Boy. And Weezer and the Interrupters, and we're going to be doing stadiums all across America.
Fantastic.
Including at
Dodger Stadium. That's huge.
Yeah. You know, someone the other day, they go, when's the next time you guys are going to be playing in town? And I go, next year. And they go, where are you going to be playing? I go, Dodger Stadium. And it's just like to say it out loud, I was like, that's the craziest.
Hit the button. All right. So that is not until July 25th of next year, but we're making the announcement today.
Yeah.
And tickets are going on sale Friday, September 20th at 10 a.m. You can get all that information, of course, at krock.com. And again, the Hella Mega Tour, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and Green Day. You can see all of that, a preview of what those three on the same bill are going to look like at the Whiskey. We're going to talk more with the band Green Day when we return. And when we come back, we're also going to give away a pair of tickets to that show. I know you don't want to miss that. We'll be right back on KROQ.
But we're also going to play Mary Kill, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer this message.
Brand new Green Day. It's called Father of All...
...
Man, that sounds good. Green Day is in the studio with us. Welcome.
They sure are.
Billy Joe, Mike, Trey, Father of All... Is there more to the title than just that?
Well, yeah. The title of the song is called Father of All Mother... And hit the button. I don't know. I thought it was just like a badass title. I think it could be sort of related to the current administration, but without getting too political. But it's
I haven't noticed. Is something different?
But oh god, what was I going to say about it? Oh, we have a new album that's coming out next year, and it's the whole record it's the shortest record we've made since Insomniac. So it's 26 minutes long.
Well, add some.
Yeah.
What are you, lazy? What's going on?
No, we started taking away. We were like, it's
less is more.
How do you choose what to take? Like, how many songs did you have at the highest point?
For this record, I think about 17.
17.
So how do you whittle that down?
Yeah.
It was very hard.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll just put out another album next year or something like that. We don't know because we are off our contract with Warner.
Oh, that's how it is.
Yeah.
So we're going to do whatever
we want.
Okay.
I believe myself.
If you just joined us, that's the voice of Green Day in the studio here on the world-famous K-Rock, and we just heard for the second time anywhere their brand-new single. The Hella Mega Tour has been announced now with Fall Out Boy and Weezer. Yes, you heard it all correctly. They're going to be playing next summer at Dodger Stadium. Tickets on sale Friday, September 20th at 10 a.m. That is a hell of a triple lineup. And you also mentioned the Interrupters are playing as well on the Dodger Stadium date, right?
Yeah. Which great friends of ours.
We love them.
We love them so much.
We love them so much. Let me ask you about a couple of other things that are going on since the last time we talked to you, because this is not the only project that is happening. You've got a book coming out that I am so excited about, because you got one of my favorite rock and roll photographers of all time to shoot you guys, and I sense for a very long time he shot you guys, right?
Yeah, Bob Gruen. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
He shot you your entire career?
He started coming out. The first time we met him, we were on tour in England. He's got a really funny, actually before that, it was the last show of the Dookie tour, and we were playing at a place, Don Hills in New York City, and we weren't playing there, we were just partying there, and it was like a big drag queen night, and then Courtney was there, Love, and Evan Dando, and he's got us.
Is this Mad Libs?
No.
Is real?
Yeah, this is real.
Wow. Fever dream?
We all have bad tattoos to show for.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
got tattooed
in the basement.
With a tattoo gun, so you can imagine what went down there.
And he was there.
He was there, and he's just been chronicling us for years. Just take, he was a lot out. He was out with us on the 21st Century Breakdown tour, and now he's just, he's like the ultimate.
Well, yeah, he's the ultimate rock and roll photographer, and it's funny because even if you don't know his name, you know his photographs.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, everybody knows the famous photograph of John Lennon wearing the New York City T-shirt, but there's a million other photographs of
you
see iconic images that are
attached
to our, rock and
roll.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, if you're at a show somewhere and you see Bob Gruen and he's got his camera, you are at the right show. You're at the right place at the right time, because that's kind of his gig.
Did you ever imagine 30 years ago or 35 years ago, whatever it was, you guys started playing together, did you ever think, one day, man, we're going to be a coffee table book?
Yeah.
And we're going to play Dodger Stadium.
Hey, we own a coffee company. We're like, what's next?
Yeah. The hearse is in the back, man. I'll see you guys there. There's room for three. We've got a family plot. Yeah.
Let me ask you what your relationship has been with Weezer and Fall Out Boy throughout the years. Is this a, hey, let's call our friends together? Or is it something not quite as organic as that?
It's like sort of organic like that. I mean, it was a no-brainer. Like, we wanted to do stadiums, and we have the same management. And one of the reasons why we went to that management company was because they had those guys, and we really loved them, and they're just good people. And I mean, I've known Rivers since we've known Weezer since the Blue record came out the same year as Dookie.
That's right.
And then I've run into Fall Out Boy a couple of times, and it was funny because they were inducting us into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was that they put up one person that wanted to do it, and then Fall Out Boy, and then I'm not going to tell you who the other person is, but I was like, hell no, I don't want that. Definitely Fall Out Boy.
What, to intro
and they did
you?
A great job.
Yeah, they want to do the speech and stuff, and I was like,
you have to tell us who that is.
No, I can't.
But you have to.
Yeah, you can only imagine. Yeah.
His name rhymes with Schmabich Schmopperfield. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, this is all very exciting news, you guys. This is all great news.
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you back.
This is hella mega good news.
Hella mega good news. Yeah, indeed.
Mention the album when it was coming out? Because I don't know if we did.
I think you said next year is all you said.
February 7th?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
February 7th, 2020.
Okay.
So carve out 26 minutes on February 27th then.
Yeah. February 20th in 1920. I mean, 2020.
2020, yeah. Gotcha.
2020.
Yeah. Gotcha.
We're going back in time with this record.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. Yeah, we are so happy to have rock music back on K-Rock where it belongs. And, we go back a long way, this radio station and this band. So it's always happy when we can come together like we did today. And thank you so much for stopping by. We really enjoyed it.
Hey, thanks, man.
Haven't given away the tickets yet, just for the record.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Well, like I said, tickets are available at the door tonight at the Whiskey. Yeah. Just hold on. Up and bring a friend and carpool. Yeah, parking sucks.
Kevin, Bean's going to be outside naked out there with two tickets in front of the Whiskey A Go-Go Sunset Strip.
If you can find them on him, you can get them.
You got to earn them.
Kevin's going to drop some tickets out of a helicopter.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. These all sound like ridiculous. All right, Kevin, why don't you go ahead and give away the tickets before we say goodbye.
520-1067. We will take caller 20. You'll be able to see all three bands, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and Green Day at the Whiskey tonight.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, guys. Good luck.
I mean, that sounds fantastic.
Very good.
So good.
That is the title song from the brand new Green Day album that we just heard is coming out on February the 7th of 2020. It's Green Day's 13th album, by the way. And did you catch what Billy Joe was telling us? That the album is only 26 minutes long.
Yes, I did.
So they're going on a big tour next year with Weezer and Fall Out Boy. We do have the information. A lot of people have been asking because I guess Trey was joking about first come, first serve tonight at the time of the show.
He was joking.
That is not the case, Allie. What is the case?
Tickets are going to be on sale at the Whiskey at noon. 2-ticket limit per person. Your name and ID will be matched at the door. Cash only.
Okay.
So there's people.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hatton.
Nope, not doing that.
Oh, yeah. No, we are not, sir.
All right. So 2 tickets only. Name and ID will be matched at the door, so you can't buy them and resell them. You're going to have to go to the show.
Whiskey.
At the Whiskey.
I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime show.
Absolutely.
All three bands.
And cash only is worth mentioning again because a lot of people are not carrying around cash.
Absolutely. I didn't even know all three.
All three bands.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to Green Day for coming in. It's always fun to catch up with those guys. We really enjoy
So happy they're back.
I am too. And we'll be hopefully hearing a lot of all three of those new songs here on K-Rock. Allie, you ready to take us home with what's happening?
I am. I just need to share what I shared with the guys off the air.
Mm-hmm.
In college, they had a welcome back students show that one of the local stations was playing. I went to Boston College, so it was
So this is like 3-4 years ago?
Exactly. This was 6 months after Dookie came out, so go ahead and do the math, all right? But this band named Green Day was going to be playing, and when you tell college students in Boston that there's going to be a free concert at the Hat Shell, a lot of kids show up.
I bet.
And this became known as the Green Day Riot of 1994. Oh. But it's also where I met my college boyfriend, because as the riot police came in, he helped me over a police barricade. And that's how we met.
Quite a meet cute.
Yeah, total meet cute. And I was telling the guys about that, and then they're like, that's awesome. And I said, then he cheated on me with my roommate, and I haven't listened to Dookie since. And they were like, wait, what? That just took a real turn.
Billy said, you deserve a hug.
And Billy said, come here, bring it in. And then he hugged me. It was delightful. But yeah, that was quite the time being a student in Boston way back then. How cool is that?
It's fantastic.
I mean, it's not cool like seeing them at the Whiskey tonight with Fall Out Boy and Weezer. Again, tickets on sale at noon. 2-ticket limit per person. Name and ID will be matched at the door, and it's cash only. You guys
could meet your future boyfriend who cheats on you there.
Oh, my God.
Best of luck with that.
Good stuff. Well, I had told you last week after we found out about Kevin Hart's accident that he was supposed to be on the premiere episode of NBC's Kelly Clarkson show, which premiered yesterday. But since he, you know, was hospitalized, there was no way he was going to be able to make it. So his friend Dwayne The Rock Johnson stepped in. He actually wound up leaving his honeymoon early, which was in Hawaii, just to replace him on the premiere. And he was very funny about it. And he was very funny about it on the show yesterday, because Kelly Clarkson asked him, how was Kevin Hart's health? And he said, everything's good. I spoke with Kevin. I actually refer to him as my son. I connected with him today. And you know what? These things happen in life. And thankfully, he was strapped in nicely to his car seat. Because he's widow. That's what he's saying, you guys. He also took some time to poke around on social media. Maybe poke one of his former co-stars, one that might have been saying he didn't have it in him to successfully spin off the Fast and Furious franchise with the movie Hobbs and Shaw.
Who would guess in this day and age that The Rock couldn't pull that off?
That's a very easy answer. It's Tyrese.
It's just Tyrese.
It's the only one.
It's just Tyrese.
Very easy, simple answer, yeah.
So he wound up posting a screenshot of a Deadline story with the headline, Hobbs and Shaw decks $700 million plus at global box office. Rocks records for the Fast and Furious franchise. He then captioned the post, assassins quietly play chess, loud clowns play checkers.
Oh, damn.
Be quiet, Tyrese.
I am here to see this. You'd love to see it. I had my own beefs with Tyrese over Los Angeles radio airwaves.
Is that right?
What?
Many, many years ago.
Baby boy?
Listen, he's a cornball. Tyrese is a cornball.
What was your beef?
Well, no, I mean, I made fun of him on the radio in the same way I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And then he called in and told me he was going to beat me up. And then I took it forever, basically. I held the beef inside forever. Okay. Until one day I got to apologize to him outside of a nail salon, and he did not understand what I was talking about.
No memory of it whatsoever.
So because of that, I still make fun of him.
Okay.
Love it.
We could have squashed it.
But he's very handsome.
Sure.
Is that not the point?
I mean, he's not The Rock.
That's not the point.
No, he's very, very handsome, though, Tyrese, though, right?
Not The Rock.
Okay.
He's also kind of like low-budget Tyson Beckford, but sure.
Okay. He has not squashed that beef.
I'm just saying, there's going to be another nail salon in your future, young man. Good Lord, I am uncomfortable. Well, former James Bond star Pierce Brosnan is rooting for a woman to take over as the super spy. He was talking about the idea of a woman replacing Daniel Craig, who is set to star in his final Bond movie, No Time to Die, in 2020. He said, "I think we've watched the guys do it for 40 years. Get out of the way, guys, and put a woman up there. I think it would be exhilarating. It would be exciting." Would it?
It depends on who it is.
Do we need a woman to be as James Bond?
Do you care?
I don't. Let's let James Bond be James Bond, and
the
then
big mouth broad calling in here and then running away.
Thanks, sir. I'm actually still talking.
Still here,
which I'm sure bothers you a lot. But women can do their own spy movies.
If I choose to hold your purse while you go into the dressing room and change clothes, I'm a pussy. It's a choice, and I have a right to choose it, but I'm a pussy.
No one's bringing you shopping, sir. I will just say that right now. But Pierce Brosnan believes it's unlikely that current producer Barbara Broccoli will ever make the full switch to a female lead.
Sounds like you're horny.
I'm not, sir. It's very...
See what I'm talking about?
It's actually made everything just kind of dry up.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Women.
You know how some people like to do things like, I'm going to, before I'm dead, visit all the Major League Baseball stadiums?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a common one, yeah.
That's a common one. This dude, not so common, but one Texas man loves Starbucks so much, he plans to visit every single one on the globe.
Not Is that possible?
No, because they open them up too fast. You'd never catch up.
The man has already visited 15,000 Starbucks in the past 22 years. He just visited his last one in Peru. His name is Winter, and he claims that he has traveled over 1 million miles in 22 years, has visited nearly all of the locations in the U.S. and Canada, visited nearly 12,000 locations. I can't be close to all. And more than 3,000 of them internationally. Irony here, Winter actually prefers independent coffee to Starbucks brews. What are you doing,
What's
Winter?
What is he doing?
And by the way, if he ever did it, he would go, I went to all of them.
Did
Everybody
it.
Would go,
cool, man.
Okay.
Do you think when a location knows he's picked them and he's arriving, they all yell out, Winter is coming?
Jensen, I want you to know I thought of that. Discarded it.
Oh, he made the right decision.
Discarded
everybody.
It.
Nicely done.
I don't hate it.
And I'm so
of course
embarrassed.
You don't.
You're so embarrassed that you said it.
I think I delivered it well.
I think so.
Maybe that was it. I just didn't have the confidence I could pull it off, but I wasn't going to try.
I enjoyed it.
I did see he already hit what he calls the most desolate one. I saw like the one that's all alone with no neighbors or something.
Well, he's been to India, Japan, Egypt, France, and Costa Rica.
Yeah, one of them he claims is the hardest to get to. But
guys, the couple that we talked about last year or the year before that went to all the Cracker Barrels, remember?
Yes,
the older couple, they went to over 600 Cracker Barrels, and it took them damn near their whole lives to do it.
Yeah.
But worth it.
How is Winter going to thousands of Starbucks? Like, I'm trying to figure out how logistically it's even possible.
I have to say I don't care.
I'm with that guy.
What even if he accomplishes it, so what?
Yeah. One thing he has to have is he can't have a life to do it. And that sounds like he has that nailed.
It sounds like he's got a ton of money. And, I mean, it's not like he's going there for the coffee. He prefers different coffee, which...
What I like about Starbucks coffee is I like the vanilla burst.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And congratulations to Jenny Slate, you guys. She's engaged to a lovely man named Ben Shattuck. He's an art guy. He's a curator.
Painter, too. Yeah.
Curator of his mother's gallery. And I gotta say this about Jenny Slate. She dates hot dudes. Because Ben Shattuck, handsome man.
Uh-huh.
Last boyfriend that we know of, Captain America.
All right.
Just saying, Jenny Slate, you got a lot to offer yourself. You're funny, you're adorable, you're smart, and now you're engaged. What's that like? Just give a call. 1-800-522.
Don't call.
Don't need a call.
Some birthdays for you from My Chemical Romance. The bassist, Mikey Way. A lot of rumors about that band, guys. Maybe lots of rumors. There.
None of them that we started.
Anything specific, Allie?
No, just maybe reunion.
Nope.
I heard a reunion
rumor
that the Jonas Brothers were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard a specific.
There's some generic talk about it in places.
No one's,
I'm just trying to get it moving.
Picking up what I'm putting down. Right. Happy birthday to Colin Firth and Ryan Phillippe. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. You drive home today. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Bean makes us guests on the show. Our favorite author, Brad Meltzer, joins us. And one of our favorite people in the world, Dave Navarro, joins us.